Blog Talk Radio.
Journeyman here on Psychic X Journeyman Spiritual Link Talk Radio here on Block Talk Radio. Welcome to the show, and if you want to call in here and get a reading, please do so. It's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We do the show. We do it for 2 hours. Nothing but readings. We do have topics and that kind of stuff, because it seems like the shows just have a tendency to spin off in their own way. The idea of crossing all those issues is a good thing, I think. I think it's one of those things that puts it out there and realize how life actually does work, because the idea of learning as we go and realizing every situation, every opportunity, every person that crosses our path is actually a learning opportunity too, to learn more about ourselves. So with the situation and that kind of thing, it's a great thing to do. So if you want to call in here and get a couple questions answered, please do so. And just give us a call at 646-721-9031. That number again is 646-721-9031. Also, I also do private readings too, so if you want to contact me for private readings, give me a call at 740-500-8863 or 740-601-9835, or call me through Skype at donald.reed8, all in small letters, or go to my website at www.psychicxjourneyman.com. Again, those numbers are 740-500-8863, 740-601-9835 or through Skype at donald.reed8, all in small letters. Or go to my website at www.psychicxjourneyman.com. I'm having a special this month. For example, May special is 75 minutes for $75, 45 minutes for $45. And also we have our 90-minute sessions and parties and group readings for $77. And we also have blocks of time where you can actually get those 90-minute sessions. You can actually buy a block of three 90-minute sessions for $150. Or you can get a block of 75-minute readings. That's five 75-minute readings for $125. Or you can purchase five 45-minute readings for $100. We actually have smaller blocks, too. So if you want to purchase five 25-minute readings, those are only $75. So call us now at 740-500-8863 or 740-601-9835 or through my Skype, donald.reed8, or go to my website at www.psychicxjourneyman.com. And the reason we put the Skype on there and the Skype number is the idea we also do one-on-one readings through Skype, we also do parties through Skype, and we also do conference calls and group readings through Skype too. So give us a call and we'll give you all the details on those things too, because right now they usually go for $150, between $135 and $150 on those sessions and parties and stuff. And now for this month, we're giving that away for $77. So give us a call. Love to sit down and talk and really do some work. And those sessions can be really incredible. And plus now you can actually reach us through Skype no matter where you are in the world. As long as you got a good connection, there's always a good connection. So therefore, the answers come smoothly. All right. Also, I have a girlfriend named April Angel Medium, who actually comes on the show from time to time, and she does clairvoyant tarot card readings. She's a great spellcaster. I think she's just a great all-around psychic medium spiritual advisor herself. And if you want to contact her, just contact her at 919-600-1904 or contact her through her website at aprilangelmedium.yolasite.com. That number again is 919-600-1904 or contact her through her website at aprilangelmedium.yolasite.com. You can also catch both of us if you want to, too. We're also on Keen. She's on Keen. I think she's on there at April as April Angel Medium. And then she's also on Aranum as Angel Love. I'm sorry, April Love. You can also contact me on Random as well as Psychic X Journey and on Keen as Psychic X Journey Man. So check those things out. And I think you can actually connect with all those things with my website. And also, I think we have a live video on the show page here. So check it out. I think it'd be great. So if anybody in the chat room has a question, let us get through this here real quickly. And we'd be glad to answer all the questions you want to. Okay, we have a couple questions. We're going to focus on those questions. Then we're going to go back here to the queue. We also have Dee with us tonight, too, so I'm going to bring her on. Welcome to the show, Dee. How are you?
I'm alive and kicking.
Well, that's good, live and kicking.
Excuse me. Always kicking.
Yeah, as long as you're not tied to a chair.
I guess you're okay. No. Well, that could be interesting, though, but no, I don't do that. No chair tying.
All right, no problem.
Yeah, that would be a bit much. Excuse me.
All right. Well, before we start taking calls and taking questions in the chat room, why don't you just give them out your information for your fantastic jewelry and your readings?
Okay. If you're interested in a reading, you can contact me at 207-374-5072 or email me at spiritwindthemessenger@hotmail.com. Everything I do is for donations, and if you're looking for an hour's worth of my time over the phone, I suggest a donation of $60. For an email reading, I suggest $20. However, I'm willing to work within your budget, and if you're looking for a different amount of time over the phone, like maybe 20 minutes, 45, whatever, I'm willing to work with you. And like Donnie always says, you know, whatever you bring to the table, I'm willing to work with it. I won't turn anybody away. I also do healing energy. So if you're interested in that, and if you're interested in some jewelry, my business name is Dreamweaver Designs, and you can email me, it's right now at the same email address I gave before, and I can send you some pictures to show you some idea of what I do. I work with stone beads and freshwater pearls. I use moss agate and amethyst and all kinds of great beads. I use sterling silver pendants and stone pendants and a lot of the Hill Tribe silver, handmade by the Hill Tribe's people in Thailand, which is a really high silver content and absolutely gorgeous stuff. And if you're interested in jewelry for that, I also take PayPal for everything, and contact me and we can discuss what you're looking for, a necklace, bracelet, earrings. We can discuss the prices, and if it's a necklace, how long do you want it, how many strands, that sort of thing. If you're interested in some chakra jewelry, we can work with that too. So I'm looking forward to hearing from you.
Okay, I'll give you a call. Anyway.
What?
I said, okay, I'll give you a call.
Yeah, sure you will.
I'm just
famous
saying,
last words.
Of course, famous last words, because they're always famous because they actually do happen. That's why we...
Right.
Now, also, the situation, too, I want to tell everybody, also, you can contact me through web, to do email readings, too. Just contact me through psychicxjourneyman@live.com. Right now, we're doing email readings for $14.95. That's a five-card angel reading email for only $14.95. So if you're interested in those, maybe it's an easier, more avenue for you, then do that, too, as well. Go ahead. I'd be glad to hear from you. And like we always say, like Dee was talking about too, whatever you got. I always say, get the time, the finances, come to the table, and I guarantee you, whatever you bring with you, we can work with. Just don't bring a dollar. Unless it's going to be a tip. Anyway, with the situation, you'd be amazed how many times people give you tips. The first time it ever happened to me, I was working in my shop, and some lady gave me my fee. And then she gave me this extra money. I said, what's this for? She goes, that's a tip. Thank you very much. I was like,
whoa,
thank
yeah.
you. Yeah. So I was like, thank you very much. You know, and on Keen, I get those now too, tips. This one company I work for is also, I also work for this one company. I don't have the numbers, but like on Keen, I think it's 1-800-KEEN, you know, something like that. But you just go on website, go to Keen or a random, you can find those two. But there's another one too called... ZMC, and I think that's what we call it. I'm going to have to find that number too, so we can actually promote that too as well. But with the situation in hand, it's one of those things. I think what's really important here is the work, to sit down with people and really do the session. So if people are crossing your path, or they're sitting looking at the website and they're wondering or wishing they could do a reading, stop wishing and then start looking at the situation and go, okay, this is what I do with situations, and I just got a bunch of free furniture doing that too as well. By just focusing and say, I'd like to have some furniture. And then you sit there and watch what happens. I actually did a video, and I put it on Facebook to show everybody, because we did a video before I had furniture in the house, and then afterwards, and I went through the house and just basically videotaped everything and said, this was free, this was free. I bought this, this, and this. And I said, but you can see what you can do. And when you focus and manifest exactly what's going to pop in your life, you'll be amazed how things change so quickly, because that was like in a week. So that was kind of a crazy thing too. But yeah, definitely do that, guys. Just keep it in mind. I also wanted to sit there and say too, we have a sponsor for our show. If you want to be a sponsor for the show, say that you just want to sponsor the show because you like the show, then it's only $40. It's a $40 a month fee. If you still want to sponsor the show but you want to do it on a more relaxed format, then donate to the show. And we actually have a sponsor now, Richard Palanga, who actually has a website called DivineBodyWash.com. Go check it out, DivineBodyWash.com. They're spiritual, they're natural products. We're all looking for ways to take showers and all the chemicals and stuff we don't realize are going in our system. But once we figure it out, we're looking for alternatives. And this would be the best alternative you can come up with, because right now, with the way things are working, Richard says if whoever donates $25 to the show, he'll give you a bottle of body wash. A bottle, not a sample, but a bottle, okay? And if you donate $35 or more, he will also give you a bottle of body mist to go with that. So therefore, it's a perfect opportunity to sponsor a fantastic show to keep us on the air. Well, it's one of those things. We'll be here all the whole thing, but I think sometimes it's great. I know for a fact myself, I've donated to shows and donated to situations, and it's just the idea. I don't care about the rewards of the whole thing in the sense of what's going to happen. I'm more concerned with the format of the situation, like St. Joe's Hospital. My biggest thing is for the money to go to the kids. It's not the idea, well, I'm not going to get back in return, but I do know for a fact in those situations, whatever you put out there, you get back tenfold. So that's one of those things to consider, but I think the idea of giving should be something you should do. And right now, Richard says, if you donate $25 to the show, he'll give you a bottle of body wash. So at the same time, you get a chance to actually experience these great products. At the same time, sponsor a great show and keep us with the situation of formats that you're also contributing to us answering other people's questions. And the process of the spiritual quest that we're on here, you're part of it too. If you donate $35 or more, he'll give you a bottle of body mist. And you still get to experience all the above. And so it's a great experience. So donate to the show. Also, I want to tell everybody out there too, if you want to donate to the show, and say you love this show and you want to sponsor the show and you want to help us out, you can actually donate anything you want to. All right? We're just saying if you donate $25, we'll give you a bottle of body wash. If you donate $35 or more, we'll give you a bottle of body mist. But for the donations, you can donate anything you want. All right? So give us a call. Donate to the show. Go to the website. It's all here. It's here from everybody out there. Let's get it all together. And I was actually checking the other day, Dee. There's another show out there, which I cannot mention the name of it. But it was crazy how certain things how this person comes across I don't know. To me personally, donations. Keeping one show going. My personal goal is to bring this up to at least doing a pro show for $250 a month. But I'd be content with doing a premium plus at $100. And with the situation of asking people to donate to the show, it's just a way of asking for people to donate to the show. Just donate, help us out, keep us going. I want to expand. I want to sit here and take some time, bring some more guests on the show, bring some more topics, do some research, do a lot of things, you know. Really find some research and really, because the idea of finding guests for the show is the idea of taking out the format. I don't want to ask just people on Blog Talk Radio to come on the show. I actually want to contact other people. The other day I was talking to Hugh and Hugh told me about these two ladies who actually created their own vision board and their own website. And I can't remember exactly what they call it, but it was a very interesting thing. Also, there was a situation where if anybody watched History Channel. There was these two guys who got together to prove that Jesse James was not killed. He actually died of old age. It was so compelling. I was talking to Hugh about it, and he said he knew the guys. He said it was so funny that he said on the History Channel, if it doesn't have a format where they're actually talking about psychics, they don't lie. They don't really want you to bring psychics into the whole things. And those guys who actually found the Jesse James thing had actually contacted psychics to help them with their quest. And they actually found, this is crazy too, because they said that Jesse James used to rob, the reason he was robbing people and that kind of stuff was because he belonged to this society. And they were actually collecting money to put together because they said the South was going to rise again, and the society was actually a part of that whole situation. So they also said that when he got this money, what they would do with it, well, they would go in town and turn them all into these silver dollars, $20 gold pieces, always in coin. And then they would take them and put them in mason jars, and they would bury them. And he said there was one situation where this one guy's name was James. And they had a couple of pictures of him when he was 82 years old. And he said that he was talking to his grandson. And he said it was kind of funny. This old man would sit there and he would have these bills and stuff come up. And then he would sit there and look at everybody and goes, well, I guess it's time to pay these bills. And he would just take a nice little slumber walk into the woods. And they would come back with this. He would come back with money and pay all these bills off. He was at, so they got all these stories together. They went into these places that eyewitnesses said they saw these people going in and out of all the time, the canyons and stuff. They found one place they said he put JJ everywhere to mark the territory where he'd only the only person knew was him. And they started finding these mason jars. They found one mason jar with over 40 gold pieces in it. And then they found, last time I saw them on television, they said they thought they might have found the vault that was buried in the ground, but they had to go and get more donations to get money to actually do the excavation about the whole thing. So that was last time I saw, but I was talking to Hugh, and Hugh says, hey, why don't you give them a call? I bet you anything they would come on your radio show. And I kind of forgot about that for a minute, and I was like, And then we still have to go back through our old contacts, and then he was on the show last week. No, he was on the show last night. He was on a show that I was actually making a guest appearance on.
If he was here last night, I'd like to know where I was.
I was on a show that he came on to, but it wasn't this one. It was actually, I was a guest on someone else's show doing readings. So things like that, you know, it's kind of amazing what the situations are going on. So, you know, donations and that kind of stuff really help in the process of me focusing on these other areas. And like I told everybody out there, for each and every donation we've gotten, we appreciate it, we thank you, and just keep them coming. And plus, I've always told people, if you want to make a donation to the show and get a reading, just ask, because you never know. And plus, I was actually going over some information here real quickly, because I was actually out talking to some people, and it's amazing how many people don't know what clairvoyance is, clairaudient, clairsentient, and claircognizance is. And it was amazing when you sit and explain to people what those things are all about, like clairvoyance. Clairvoyance is clear seeing, bring divine guidance as still pictures or miniature movies in your mind's eye, seeing inside or outside your head. Clairaudience, which means clear hearing, involves hearing guidance coming from the outside or from the inside your mind. This is the still small voice within. It may or may
not. People's voices, too.
Right. It may or may not sound like your voice, but again, it might. And then clairsentient.
Sorry.
Right. That's okay. Clairsentient.
No, what? Go ahead.
Clairsentient, which means clear feeling, involves receiving divine guidance as an emotional or a physical sensation, such as a smell, tightened muscles, or a touch. Claircognizance, which you usually don't hear about that because people don't like the word because it sounds like you're sneezing, is a clear knowing. Means suddenly knowing something for a fact without knowing how you know. So there you go. The situation, I put those things in. There's actually some really good tests on this book. It's a book by Doreen Virtue called Divine Guidance, How to Have a Dialogue with God and Your Guardian Angels. What's also good about this book is throughout the book it's got prayers. And they're kind of nice. I saw a couple in here where it kind of clears out the situation, but it also helps you to focus. Because we're all looking for different kind of ways, and we're all looking for different insights on how we can actually be more. And there's prayers in here that actually help you do that. Like this one, for example, says, Dear God, please help me to release the fears that keep me from hearing your guidance and feeling your love. Please help me to release the fears that keep me from enjoying full faith in you and in myself. And it will be done. Thank you. Amen. So, you know, some people look at the situation and go, okay, we're asking God to have more faith. And see, with the situation of abilities seems to be the biggest thing that most people have a tough time not realizing. Your gifts and your talents are constantly working. It's the idea of how much faith that you have in you and those abilities. It's the how accurate you can be. It's the idea of having more faith in God to realize where the messages are coming from in the first place. God, the angels, archangels, ascended masters, all the spiritual beings around you. Even the idea of a situation, when you can distinguish between God, angels, archangels, and those, then you'll know when your family members come through, you'll know and be able to identify them too as well. So you see how they all work together as a whole. Wouldn't you agree, Dee?
Yep, I would.
All right. Okay, and what we're going to do is we're going to start taking calls. And we already had a one question in the chat. Let me sit here and see that. It says, there's a person in the chat room, Hey, I wish everybody would just do one thing. If you wanted me to sit there and do some readings and answer questions for you, give me a name and a birthday, and it'll make it a whole lot easier.
How do they spell it?
SEKHMET 123. I mean, 128.
Okay. Then I can't pronounce that one because for a moment there I thought you were trying to pronounce Silky Man.
No, okay, nope. Here we go. So the question is, I am feeling really weird and do not know what is going on. Please let me know what you think is going on. Thank you.
Oh, well, that's...
Well, the thing I get the most is it's almost like the idea I keep picking up the most is it's like feeling like something's right on the surface is coming through, like a certain situation, or you just feel like there's something about to change. You're not really sure what it is, so therefore that's why it feels weird, because it hasn't come to fruition just yet. So therefore that's where the confusion gets in. And that's what I keep getting with this situation too. She was born January 28th, 1973. That would make you how old now? Like, what is that, 65? No.
I don't think so. She'd have to have been born in 47 to be 65.
Gotcha.
I would know. I was born in 48, and I'm 64, so.
Okay, gotcha. No, I was just saying, okay, that's what I keep feeling with the situation. So it'd be like, and be nice to actually get some. My energy is really low, though. Well, usually when your energy is very low and the process of something about ready to come through and your intuition is picking up on it, the reason it's confusing and the reason you're not really, really picking up on what it is because your energy is low. So it's the ideal of sitting down, meditate, work with your angels, and say, okay, help me raise my vibration up so I can understand the messages that you're giving me. And give me some, if you can, please tell me what it is. What is about to happen? What's changed? I get the impression like a relationship coming up pretty quick.
That's a distinct possibility.
So the person who wrote that in the chat room, are you in a relationship right now? And I am asking all day long. Yes, she's asking all day long. So therefore, it's almost like the angels, the archangels, the ascended masters have actually answered your question, and things are going on behind the scenes as we speak. So therefore, I feel like that's what's going to happen. It's like if you're focusing on a great relationship, no, we don't give no who's. Anyway, there's certain things about the situation I keep picking up on. If we give you a date and a who, you're going to be dwelling on it too much, where you're going to create your own blocks and keep it from happening. So therefore, the angels are saying they want you to open
let
up, open to receive. Yeah, open up, let go, just let it happen. Because you got to let go of these control issues that you have and the process of letting it unfold naturally. Because if you don't, then it's going to go. See, your center is saying you're not, but in the process of asking for it every day, that's control. You feel like if you don't do that, then it's not going to happen. So see, it's almost like an illusion. It's like a trap that pulls you into the whole thing of that control. So we have to sit there and look at the situation and take ourselves back and go, okay, I don't care if it happens or if it doesn't, because I know beyond a shadow of a doubt it is. So be it, so it is, and just let it go. Because and work with your angels. Do some meditations. Do a lot of meditations right now. Instead of asking for it all day long, just meditate and clear yourself out. Make sure there's nothing in there. Because like I said in my journal, the one thing I really believe the strongest is what it says in this journal, and I'll repeat it time and time and time again. And with the situation, she should also do this too. She said, work with the guardian angels of her soulmate, so therefore she'll know beyond a shadow of a doubt because there's someone working behind the scenes, your guardian angels. It says, mm-hmm. Dear guardian angels of my soulmate, thank you for preparing my soulmate and me for love, for giving us motivation to make healthful life changes, and for arranging for us to meet. Thank you for helping us recognize each other and have the courage to say hello so that we can eventually devolve into a truly intimate relationship. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And when you catch yourself falling into that fear game, before you go to bed tonight, just say, Archangel Michael, please enter my dreams and replace fear with faith and trust. Let me be filled with strength, courage, and confidence now and always. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, the one thing I was picking up on, too, I was going to say, because it was this one, because I have a prayer in here, too, and I want to, sometimes I put these prayers on there just so when people go back in the archives, they can catch it again. But let's see. I'm going to have to turn the heat down in here. It says, this is a prayer for manifesting your soulmate. It says, God and all that is, in this moment I'm grateful for the healing of my heart, of everything that would stop me from attracting my soulmate. In this moment I remember that my perfect right partner is magnetizing to me, and my only job is to rest in perfect awareness that my soulmate's heart is already joined with mine as I savor the waiting. And so it is. Okay, catch that one. You can also catch the one prayer of the guardian angels is if you have, I think it's on the, it's either on the Archangel, I think it's on the Archangel Michael cards, and that was a prayer that I actually have on one of my cards to work with your guardian angels and his guardian angel or her guardian angels to actually clear those blocks out, to actually bring you two together, because usually the good relationships that we see happen when two soulmates come together, what they notice they have in common is their journey to find each other and what they did to get there. Okay, with this one here, it says, this is the belief, okay? It says, your task is not to seek for love, but merely to seek and find all the barriers within yourself that you have built up against it and remove those things. That's what we always sit here and talk about. Work on yourself. Work on you. Okay, in the process of working on you, somebody else will also see you. Because we were sitting talking about this, today on a random, where they were sitting talking about people wanting to find someone to make them happy, when it's not their responsibility. It's no one's responsibility to make you happy. It's your responsibility to focus on you and be happy with yourself. Because I guarantee you, in the process of doing that, yes, you will believe in yourself. At the same time of believing in yourself, you also find someone else who will believe in you too. And vice versa, believing in you. You know, you believe in them, they believe in you, you believe in each other, and then you have a believable relationship. Happy, happy, happy. And that's what you're looking for. It's a situation like that. Because we're sitting here talking about love itself. Because a lot of people have it backwards. Like this one here, it says, I love you. Immature. It says, this is immature love. Immature love says, I love you because I need you. Okay, so the person is saying, the reason I need you, it's like backwards. I need you, I love you, I love you, I need you. When it should be simply the mature love says, I need you because I love you. See, we already have the emotions, the connection, everything like that. So that therefore that person needs the other person because they love them so much. They want to keep that going on as much as possible, not to the idea of being loved, but also having an avenue where you can freely give it without the worry of being hurt. And that's what the situation is. I guess you would say the strongest points in a relationship is vulnerability and communication, trust. And the ideal of those situations, we should also get faithful. If you have trouble, that's one thing I always tell people in the situation. If you had trouble with those things, those might actually be a part where you want to put those in an affirmation. I want to find somebody. But then again, change the whole format of the whole thing and say, I want to attract someone into my life who wants me as much as I want them. So you really don't have to say to be emotionally available, because in the same context with those words, you're still saying that, but you're covering so many bases at the same time. So there you go. Now the other one, there was another question too. My question is about my son. I think it's Javon, and this girl who called herself Nana or Nene. Will they still date each other, and will they be a serious couple? I don't know. When you look at that situation, I keep getting the impression they are serious couples. But I would also sit here and watch for that lady too. For some reason, I feel like this girl's got some alternative motives. What do you think? We're sitting here looking in the chat room waiting for comments. This is hard because I have to wait for someone to respond.
I get the impression they're not going to make it.
They're not going to get it because she has an alternative motive. She's not being totally honest.
I'll agree with you there. There's something that's just not quite right. I think she's one of those that crooks her finger and he's just putty in her hands. And he's so blinded that he doesn't see what the truth is. He doesn't see her as she really is.
And one thing we have to understand in situations like this too, we can only protect our kids as much as we could protect our own selves from getting hurt and getting ourselves in situations where things don't work out. But those are learning experiences, so we have to sit there and look at that. Oh, look at this. She was also the other lady I'm talking about. The one lady who's asking the question about being an SPA, please give me your name.
About being what?
An SPA, a Reiki teacher, as a Reiki teacher.
Oh, okay.
Working in a SPA, like a spa. I mean, I guess I should have said spa. I didn't really. Is he or she in prison? Dun, 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 dun. No, I want to sit there and talk to Suck. S-E-K. What is your name? Yes. What I was going to say was, you get the impression he's going to be hurt, but he's going to learn from the situation and that kind of stuff. And with her, she seems like she might take a while for her to learn, where she might actually go through at least three boyfriends before she actually kicks in and realizes what's going on with the situations of how things are falling apart. Because I guess that's the hardest thing for most people to do, is sit there and face the mirror and go, okay, I guess it was my fault. Anna, when you were sitting talking about the dream of prostitution, I was sitting there going, okay, prostitution is the ideal of one giving of themselves, being abused, being taken, you know, being, as I call, when I say used, it's like being a psychic. You can understand this one too, D, right? Where you always have people asking you questions, and they don't realize in the process of doing too much, where if there's not a balance, it creates an imbalance, which causes a lot of things where we feel like we are being taken advantage of.
Right.
And so the dream about prostitution is the ideal of one who keeps giving all the time, but hardly ever being compensated for for her true worth. And it's like sacrificing too much. I was thinking that you have, like most prostitutes that get into prostitution in the first place, is because they don't think they can do anything else. And so therefore, it's basically a lack of self-respect. It's also a lack of faith in one's abilities as well, that you can do anything and all things that you want.
All right, your self-confidence level is zippo.
So it's like working. It's like you want to work at the. It's like what you need to do is see. You feel like you have to work for somebody. You got to go to somebody for compensation, not realizing that everything comes to you. And prostitutes have a tendency to go after, and they're constantly soliciting it all the time, and they're constantly doing these things. And even with the situation of even the most, I guess you would say, successful ones, they still feel like they have to do certain things. I saw this one lady. She was Mercedes, she actually had a BMW and a whole bit, and she just put herself in a trap where she felt like she needed to do this all the time. And right now we're talking about, that's what I saw. So when I saw her, I was like, okay, forget the whole thing, because it's not saying that you are a prostitute. It's saying don't go down the same avenue as a prostitute by thinking you have to work for other people. It's the ideal realizing you're very talented in what you do as a Reiki master. So therefore, what you should do is you should take that to a teaching lesson, as in do your own workshops, and start working for yourself, focusing on the situation like a massage therapist or something like that, because they're all being the most, a lot right now, especially in the sports field, they have a lot of people that are looking for that kind of work, because they're finding out that the combination of massages, energy work, Reiki masters, all kinds of stuff is actually enhancing their sports abilities and their just overall well-being of happiness, and they seem to be more successful in the sports ring. So you see, when we sit here and look at the situation, our dreams tell us a lot of things, but most of the time they're metaphors. So therefore we have to look at that too, and don't look at the situation. But if you look at what happened when she looked at the term prostitute, the reason she felt bad about the whole thing, because some of it was ringing true, where she was trying to figure out the whole meaning of it. So that's what I'm saying. We needed to tell you the whole meaning of saying, no, it's basically telling you not to go down that path. It's telling you that the spa could put you in a situation where you feel like you have to do certain things to get clients and to have compensation coming in, when basically you need to go down a path where you can be totally yourself and totally trust you, your abilities, and watch everything come to you. And that's the way it goes. So we got some callers in the queue, which let's get to those guys too, okay, guys? If you have any more questions, we'll be checking back. Yeah, it's because of misuse, because they're using it solely for making money when they should be doing it for solely enhancing the human race. All right, we got some callers in the queue. Actually, April's here too.
Hi, April.
Hey, April, how are you?
Hey, Dee. Hey, Donnie.
So how's it going, Angel?
Well, some people were asking me for readings, and I was like, call the show. And they were like, no, I want the reading from you now. And I'm like, I don't understand why you can't just call the show. Like, how hard is that?
The dialing fingers are all broken.
They're probably thinking the same thing too, April. Why? When I can actually go to a person and see them face to face, I want to talk to you. People are drawn to you like you would not believe, and you got to sit there and understand why, because you got some really positive energy, and they just feel like you could really help them out. So think about that for a minute. I understand sometimes when you go into this situation, there's some days where I just want to go, I don't know if I want to do this or not, or having that little, even after doing this for so many years, there's always that little niche in your back of your mind. I might miss an answer, or might not read it right or something like that. But sometimes you just got to face those fears and just put yourself out there and go, okay, fine, let's sit down and do a reading. Just keep it to yourself, keep it calm, and just listen. Open yourself up to a great experience, because you're going to learn not how to help them, but you're also going to learn about yourself. All right?
Okay.
She's quiet. That's you, April. Like, you sit there and wonder, how come I call you Angel? There's a reason. Not everybody has the opportunity to be in the presence of an angel, an earth angel at that.
I was just thinking that before about earth angel, because there is that old song, earth angel, earth angel.
Yes. So,
will you
April,
be mine, et cetera?
Yeah,
so, yeah, when I was in Christian church when I was younger, like when I met the pastor for the first time, he was like, he shook my hand. He said, oh, and here we have an angel.
So,
yeah.
Now it's time for April, because it's kind of funny how she has this name now called April Angel Medium, and it was kind of funny how it all kind of goes smoothly together. It's because you are such a smooth, loving, caring person. Maybe we should say soothing, because I've seen you work with people before too. You have a tendency to go way beyond and just want to make sure everything works right, everything's do this and that. You know, I've seen you do some way out things that most people wouldn't even consider doing, just to help somebody in their situation come out in a very positive way. All right?
Now that song's stuck in my head.
She cannot run away from it.
Sounds good.
It sounds good.
How does the song go?
The song, huh? Earth Angel, Will You Be Mine? My darling dear, love you all the time. I forget the rest of it. It's from the 50s.
Yeah, and I like the song, but I don't need the song to sing this song, because I already have an Earth Angel.
Yeah, well, that's the whole point. That's your song together. Never mind.
I gotcha. So, April, have you come on to help us do readings?
Either that or she's April Love.
She is April Love.
That Boone.
Oh, really? Should we have... Go ahead, April.
I might be able to get some insights.
Well, we have Dee here, so you might want to, if you have some questions you'd like to ask her. If not, she's
more than
fun.
Happy to.
Oh,
do
where
what I can.
Are my? Do you know? I don't know. It's a hard question. I can't find my oils, because I've moved so many times. The last time I saw them was at my dad's house, and I had them on my dresser, and then I don't remember which box I put them in. And then I moved, and I'm at my mom's house, and then my stepdad rearranged all my boxes, and I don't know where my oils are.
How many boxes do you have, April?
Money oil. I had five oils, money oil, Aphrodite love oil, come to me oil, luck oil, divine love oil. And
how many boxes do you have of stuff?
10.
I keep saying it like this. It's like you look at the situation, you look at the boxes, okay? Look directly at where all the boxes are at, and it says it's the fourth one in.
Okay.
What do you think, Dee?
Well, I'm not really sure. When she said she had 10 boxes, I was thinking she had 5. And I would say it's either in the somewhere between the 3rd, 4th, and 5th box. That would be my guesstimation.
Okay.
I think they're in the bottom. I think they're somewhere near the bottom of a box.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
I'll probably find it now, and I'll let you know.
Yeah, please do.
Someone wants me to find them, so that'll help me find them.
Okay. So we also have somebody in the queue who has a 919 area code. We're gonna bring them on next. Maybe they might know April. Area code 919. Welcome to the show, and how are you? What's your name?
My name's Jackie. I'm doing great. It's my first time listening to your show, and I really like the format. I like the fact that you actually try to do some teaching and education, and you don't just do the 2 hours of reading, so that's great.
Well, thank you. First person to actually appreciate that. I wouldn't say the first person, but I'm just saying the first person we've actually heard from in a while who actually likes the teaching part, because we had someone on the other show. We had someone on the show the other day who said that there was some of the things I brought up about what the eye of the needle, when the Bible it says, you know, a rich man to get a camel
it's
to go through the eye.
It's easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than it is for a rich man to get into heaven.
And everybody was like, and I told her, I said, what back in those days, what the eye of the needle was the entrance into the city, because almost all cities at that time had walls around them, and the walls and the entrance was only made for humans, not animals. So the camel had to get down on its knees and crawl through the eye of the needle. So it was like, the insert in the Bible saying is, it's difficult for a rich man to get into heaven, but not impossible as much as it is for a camel to get through that eye of the needle. As long as he basically maneuvers himself through there, he can still do it. It's not an easy thing, but more than likely, if you've seen a camel go through one of those things, what they do is also the camel has to shed what it's carrying and the person. So what it's saying is let go your materialistic goods in order to go into heaven. So it's like everybody's like, okay, never knew that.
And wow, biblical Bible history.
Yeah, so it's like we look at the situation. The other day, Dee was here, I think, too, and someone said, so what do you do on this show? And somebody in the chat room says, about everything. They cover about anything and everything. So we try to. Well, it's the idea of understanding what spirituality is about. And any kind of – when you put yourself in a spiritual lifestyle, you – have a tendency to everything's going to be touching you in a different way. So the more you know and the more insight you have, the easier it is to have a smooth transition into that from going from one to the other and not realizing they're all a part of the transition. So more information. So I'm sorry, what's your name?
Oh, my name's Jackie.
Jackie, what you're calling from North Carolina?
Yes.
You're in the Raleigh area?
I live in North Carolina.
Are you
I'm
in the Raleigh?
North Carolina. I'm in the Raleigh-Durham area. That's my home base, but I'm in Boston right now working a contract position, but North Carolina is home.
Somebody in New England. All right.
So she's in New England. I'm just saying, because actually April, she's actually in Raleigh, North Carolina right now as we speak. Say hello, April.
Hi, April. Small world.
Yeah. I keep meeting people from this show that live in Raleigh.
Yes, and because it's amazing.
I met
one of these. Yes. Yeah, you did, didn't you?
Oh, people in Maine.
Exactly, yes. People in Maine. Are we talking about people in Maine? No,
we're not at the moment, but I said, well, April's meeting people from North Carolina every morning. Where are all the people in Maine?
They're all outside enjoying the weather.
I don't think it's a little dark out besides this black fly season.
Black fly season?
Yes, black flies, those teeny little miserable things.
That makes me want to jump on a plane right now and go to Maine. Anyway.
Yeah.
So, Jackie, how can we help you tonight?
Well, right now I'm working for a company. It's a pretty good company, and it's a contract position, and, you know, I could probably earn a good income, but I'm really trying to move into some spiritual work.
Uh-huh.
And I just don't know what's next for me. And I know my question's already been answered by the responses that you gave some of the other people. I know I just need to meditate and ask for the help. But, you know, since you are offering the reading, I'm just asking for some guidance.
Okay. No problem. So let's sit here going, may this is a perfect opportunity to actually do one of these three-card angel readings I do every once in a while.
Okay.
Get some insights on the whole thing. What we're going to do is we're going to put down three cards, two cards, and one card, which we're actually building a pyramid. And let's focus here and do a little shuffling. Shuffle, shuffle. Actually, I got these new cards, too. This is actually an this is actually an angel tarot card deck. All right, so I'm going to shuffle myself. What I'm going to do is after getting shuffling, usually I just kind of cut the deck myself, you know, use my own abilities. But for right now, I feel like I need to sit here and get some input, so I'm going to shuffle these things. And then when I'm done, I want you to tell me if I should cut the deck or not. All right?
Okay.
All right, we're done shuffling, so should we cut the deck or leave it the way it is?
Leave it.
All right. Okay, the first three cards, which is reasonable, it's like going over this thing very detailedly, okay, so people understand what these readings are all about. Because it's like anything else. When you build a pyramid, what's really important about the structure of that pyramid is the foundation.
Yes.
So the first three cards of this reading is your foundation. And the first card that came out was to focus. It talks about the idea of happiness. It says happy outcome, brand new ideals that lead to success. And have confidence in yourself. So see, the first card to me is just a confirmation of definitely what the direction you need to go into, which is the direction you know you need to go into, to explore those more, to go deeper within yourself. And then the next one was, it talks about, now this is the Queen of Water. And the first card, I'm sorry, the first card was actually the Sun card. And it was actually the... When they have these in this new deck, what they do with the higher arcana card, there's actually an archangel on each one of these cards, and your archangel is Uriel. And I actually got all these books out here, so therefore we can get some details and some insights to who these angels are too. If you want to check that out too, there's a book here called Archangels and Ascended Masters: A Guide to Working and Healing with Divinities and Dentities. It's by Doreen Virtue. And actually, in this book, it talks about all the. I think, if I'm not mistaken, there was like 20. No, I think there's like 12, somewhere around the 12 or 15 archangels. Okay, and the one we were talking about was Uriel, and Uriel, because usually the ones I focus, the ones that really come up the most are Archangel Raphael, of course, Archangel Michael, and Archangel Gabriel. Because we have so many people working on these things. And like Gabriel is good for writers, people who like to get in front of people and speak. So it's like the archangel is like the angel of communication. And then we have Michael, who's basically helping with people. Some people associate him with marriage too. But I usually associate it with the idea of having a good relationship, because using the sword itself to actually cut loose all the cords that keeps us from actually being happy.
Right.
Okay. I was trying to find her too. Oh, there we go. Archangel Uriel. Uriel's name means God is light, God's light, or fire of God. Because he illuminates situations and gives prophet. I don't like these words, man. It's like being prophet. A prophet. Oh, okay. It's
prophesizing?
Yeah, it's a prophet. A prophet, but it's spelled PROPHETIC. And for some reason, it's not coming out of my mouth right.
Prophetic.
Prophetic, yeah. Yeah, information. Prophetic. Yeah, information and... warnings. Now, you see, and sometimes people look at the situation and go, okay, warnings. Okay, and like for example, Uriel warned Noah of the impending flood and helped the prophet Ezarian. For some reason, I need to get my tongue back in the hospital. Ezra.
Ezra.
To interpret mystic predictions about forthcoming Messiah. The delivery... you know, delivered the Kalaba, or it's spelled C-A-B-A-L-A.
Kabbalah
to humankind. Uriel has also been credited with bringing the knowledge and practice of alchemy, the ability to turn base metals into precious metals, as well as abilities to manifest from thin air to humankind. It's one of those situations of realizing that we have a lot of sayings that we never take in consideration where they came from. Like your parents, if you ask your parents for something, what do you expect me to do? Materialize it out of thin air? Because at one time, we don't realize, we trace our roots back to, or if we chase society, humanity back to its roots, you'll start realizing one thing. That's exactly what they used to do.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so when you start looking at the situation of Uriel and your situation, it shows impeding danger. But see, in the process of not listening to the guidance, you can also put yourself in a situation of danger. Like, some people don't look at this situation as being dangerous because they have a job, not realizing the process of keeping themselves in those jobs. Like, for example, you have a person who got his arm pulled off by a machine. Now, some people are going to, oh, poor guy. But we should look at the situation, and we should sit down with people and talk to them before these accidents happen of what was the intuitional thing that was bringing to them. For example, because that's one example. But there was another example of a lady who actually didn't listen to her guidance either and actually put herself in a situation. She was a realtor. She focused on money and money solely, as that, all that thing. So therefore, she wasn't important. So she didn't listen to her angels and guides telling her not to go to a certain house. So this guy calls her up and says, I want you to come show me this house, when it was just a big elaborate setup to get her in the house. And basically he raped her and beat her up and left her for dead. And even the lady herself, somebody asked her and said, hey, you know something? Whose fault is that whole situation? What are you going to do about it? And she said, well, to tell you the truth, to take 100% accountability for my life, I have to take responsibility for my actions, which put me in the situation. So therefore I blame myself. And it's not the idea of blaming herself. She said she was just taking responsibility of her actions and said that if she would have listened to her angels and guides. She said even as she was walking up the stairway and walking up the freaking sidewalk into this house, her angels and guides were telling her to go home. But all she could think about was getting a sale and making some money. So therefore, in the process of focusing on materialistic stuff exclusively, she put herself in a bad situation, which almost got her killed. So, you know, when you sit and look at those situations, we don't see those things as dangerous situations. I'm not listening to our guidance, because a lot of people have a tendency to read books and that kind of stuff. That kind of, we call them hallmark. They kind of, you know, they give you nice little settings and nice pictures and nice stories of some great things that have happened. But I think we need to take it to the next level of actually talking to people that have had some major things happen but still have those realizations that open their lives up to a spiritual lifestyle. Now, you're on the threshold of actually having something great, but also you have this other materialistic side that says the money's good. Okay, it's the ideal of sitting and looking at the situation that you need to do what you want to do, you deserve it, and there's also the ideal of making a living can be very good, but it's the ideal of your perception. So if you're not going to let your perception do that for you, it will work against you. And that's what they're talking about, the ideal danger. But when I saw the Queen of Water come up, it talks about how you are tenderhearted, empathetic. You are patient, and you're loving. But sometimes with your situations, you have a tendency not to be. So it's saying relationships develop to a new level. Trust your intuition. Care for yourself and others. In the process of caring for yourself, you don't realize by making these major decisions and really doing what you really want to do with your life, it's like understanding it's going to have a major effect on you too, but everybody you cross paths with, it will have a major impact on them too as well, which is like setting yourself up to actually make this world a better place. So when it says relationships develop to a newer level, that's talking about the relationship that you have with yourself. That's why it says after that, trust your intuition, because the more you trust yourself, the more you love yourself, the more you care about yourself, the more you're going to trust that intuition and realize that your angels and guides are doing nothing but leading you in a good direction that's going to benefit you and mankind.
Right.
Okay, I'm going to take a deep breath for a minute. And that's just, so if you look at the situation, I'm going to give you your third card too, but if you look at the situation, you have a very strong foundation. And it's talking, and the next card is the Knight of Fire. Now, when I look at these cards, now we all know what the Sun card is, that's a higher arcana, but the Queen of Water is actually the Queen of Cups. So that's a love card. So it definitely shows the ideal of embracing those characteristics about yourself: tenderhearted, empathetic, patient, and loving. Now the next card also talks about being passionate, adventurous, self-assured, and restless. Because, see, you're in a situation right now where there's a lot of things that you know you need to do, but there's little signs of restlessness, too. So you're going to see a lot of things changing. But a sudden event that needs immediate attention, it's like looking at what's going on. Time is of the essence. But when I look at the situation, time of the essence can also be an illusion in itself, to realize when you get yourself in a spiritual lifestyle and you start doing these things and you realize one thing, in the Bible it says you have not because you ask not. That's with everything. Okay, so it's the ideal time of the essence or time urgency. Those have a tendency to make us stressful because we think we're running out of time when honestly we have all the time in the world. It's just the ideal realizing how much control. If you have dominion over the planet, then there's time on this planet. So therefore, you have control over that too, and you can use it You can use it to your advantage. There we go.
Right.
If I'm okay. Now, do you understand what I'm saying?
I understood everything.
Okay, yeah. Cool. All right. I just want to make sure. It's not the idea of denouncing anybody. It's just I want to make sure everybody understands, so therefore they can use it. You know.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Now the next card is it's like we get the foundation out in the open, and then we take the other cards to tell us how to either, you know, perfect on that foundation or how to improve that foundation so it can either be stronger or basically tell us we're going the right direction, which means we have a strong foundation. And this one here is the Magician. This is Archangel Raziel. Now, Raziel, I want to say Razi, but it's actually Raziel.
Okay.
And some of these archangels, some people have not heard of, so we're trying to go over these things in detail, too, as well. So, trying to find Mr. R. Because it was kind of funny, because here it is. Archangel Raziel. Let's see, get some light on here, too. All right. Now, Raziel's name means secret of God, because he works closely with the Creator, that he knows all of the secrets of the universe and how to operate it. You see how that works for you?
Right.
Yeah, open yourself. Yes. Also, Raziel wrote down all the secrets in a tomb of symbols and divine magic called the Book of Angel Raziel. So check it out. Is that your local? No, I'm just kidding. supposedly, after Adam and Eve were expelled from Eden, Raziel gave Adam the book for guidance about manifesting in God's grace. Later, the prophet Enoch received the book prior to his ascension and transformation into Archangel Metatron. Most people don't realize that Archangel Metatron he was actually a human. And with his good graces and how he lived his life, he was actually allowed to become an archangel. So you see the situation when it talks about the basis, it's called the Book of Knowledge, the Book of Word. But we've also had the situation of tapping into tapping with meditation into what we're trying to do with our lives, with the path that you've chosen. You really need to, like you said before, the meditations, opening up to your angels, and all those things are very important right now.
Okay.
Okay. Now, they said that many scholars said that the cryptical book, which is available today in bookstores, was actually penned by a Jewish scholar of a middle name, the Middle Ages, I'm sorry. But it's one of those things that goes back and forth. So the ideal, the situation is not to get into too much information about certain things, but it's like tapping into this angel can help you with understanding manifestation, principles,
sacred geometry. I know what that is.
I'm just trying to say it too hard. I'm trying to pronounce the word and it's not coming out right. And quantum physics and other high levels of information.
Okay.
So you use what it says here is, like I said before, what you do is a high level of psychic abilities and increase your abilities to see, hear, know, and to feel divine guidance. if not using that as an affirmation in itself in the process of connecting with his angel.
Okay.
So, go ahead.
You're saying that I should be actively working with Archangel Raziel now. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I always give everybody these angels as we're doing these readings and tell them to do the research on them, because it's amazing when you go out there and start finding research, you'll find a lot more stuff than I just gave you, which I always believe that the reason you did that and put you out there in that situation was because you need to know that information, not the besides the information I gave you. So, and then the next card was the Three of Earth, which is the Three of Pentacles. It says the power of creation, the power of creativity, recognition, put it this way, one more time, recognition for very high quality work, like being a team work. See, being a team player, but not in the human sense, okay? In the human sense means you're going to connect with everybody, okay? But what they're saying about being a team player is the ideal of working with your guides, your angels, all those divinities and entities around you.
Okay.
And also tapping into, like we were talking about before the day, we went over this early in the show. I don't know if you caught that or not when we were actually going over the four clairs. What are they? To help people understand their abilities and that kind of thing.
Right.
Let's see. I had it right here. All right. Maybe I should have marked that one, huh? It's amazing when you go back in and grab something real quick just to get some insights real quick. A little work. But I wanted to make sure, because a lot of people were asking the question in the first place, why we brought it up. It's like calling guardian angels. Guardian angels are one of those things, too, that most people think that we only have one of them, but some people can actually have up to four, sometimes five. It depends. And I've always been told by the angels that the reason some people have more guardian angels than most is because they're difficult to work with. I always get a kick out of the ones where I see when people have three guardian angels. And they say, well, the reason they have three guardian angels is because they need two on either arm and one to kick them and give them a little nudge, you know, like down, just go, you know, because the interpretation is like this. I've seen so many people who are in relationships and they're saying, well, these people are pushing me to do something. And I said, no, they're not. You're standing still. So what you need to do is you need to start moving forward again, because life does not stop. There is no such thing. I was talking to a lady the other day and she was talking about trying to get herself motivated to move on. I said, dear, you don't realize one thing. The world is moving on. And in some sense of the word, so is she, but just at a slower pace than the rest of the world. And it's the idea of realizing that when we say open up to receive and embrace, it's the idea of opening your arms up. When you open your arms up, you're no longer hanging on.
Right.
You can't open up to receive at the same time hang on to the banister. So at that moment, you're wide open, and then God's like, good. And the one thing I can't do is I can't sit there and look at these things anymore and go, okay. like people talk about this, I'm going to call this person God. And then you said, you can call me anything you want. You can call him higher self, Holy Spirit. When actually, those are just different names for the same entity.
Sonny.
Yes.
Well, can I ask you, like, if you agree with something that I saw?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, like 20 or 30 minutes ago when I looked at Jackie, I saw something that she could get into and be that would help her with her metaphysical stuff is crystal wands and using the wands to create biomagnetic fields, also to help her tune into how the energy feels, and that she could use it to balance the chakras or open the third eye or get rid of bad electric pollution, like set it next to her computer.
Okay.
Yeah, those are all good things, yeah. Because, I mean, realistically, when you look at the wand is basically like an antenna. And I've actually done the same thing with quartz crystals, too, where you put them on your – there are certain meditations you can do where you put the quartz crystal over your third eye, and it's just a way of enhancing and connecting to, like, one I had, which I don't have that one here right now. But it talks about working with three guardian angels, I'm sorry, three archangels, three ascended masters, and the idea of enhancing and opening up your third eye, and even having them work with you. So it's really good. And when you get these earth cards, and I like, because I have one fire card which shows passion and shows emotion and shows motivation. And then the other ones are basically purple and green, which is spiritual and grounding. And when you put those two together, and all three of them together, you can really propel yourself forward very quickly. That's what I was talking about before, about a sudden change. You know, things are going to change very quickly in the process of just taking these techniques and putting them into play. And when you sit and watch when you look at a magic, to me, a wand is just a focus point of what's coming through you anyway, and directing it out or directing within. You know, some people don't need those things, but in the process of where you're at and your abilities and those kind of things, it would be definitely a great thing to do. Because some people look at the wand and go, okay, it's a wand. But no, it's going to help you to focus and have a center point. And I think they're also actually good for grounding.
Yeah, I do have some quartz. It's a pretty big piece. I'm not working with it. I didn't bring it with me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll make a note here that you suggested, Angel, that I work with the crystal wand. So I'll look to purchase those fairly soon here.
Right, no problem. Also, isn't that true, April? The wand itself is more like harness that energy?
It's a what? It depends on what kind
of wand it is?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, I've seen people take the energy into their bodies and then expel it out to a wand.
Huh.
So it's like they were lower, it's almost like they were working one-on-one together. And then we have Merlin, who actually, they say that when he was in his heyday, was more or less just a focus, that where he would actually just take energy and manifest things at will, which most people would look at, you know, wizardry and witchcraft and those things, but it could be all kinds of levels, because I've heard this back and forth a lot too, where it's like, okay, you can manifest, you can use affirmations, and some people have actually taken those and put them in the class of, in the category of spells and. Which I guess I think to me personally, maybe we should just look at all the situations of all the ways of all these avenues we have to accomplish our goals.
Okay,
well, I was going to say before is like most people know what clairvoyancy is. Clairvoyancy is clear seeing. It's basically bringing divine guidance as still pictures or miniature movies in your mind's eye, seeing inside or outside your head. Clear audience, which means clear hearing, involves hearing guidance coming from outside or inside your mind. This is that still small voice within. It may or may not sound like you, but then again, you'll hear that little voice. Clairsentient, which means clear feeling, involves receiving divine guidance as an emotional or a physical sensation, such as a smell, tightening of the muscles, or a touch. Claircognizances, which sounds like you're sneezing, is clear knowing, means suddenly knowing something for a fact without knowing how you know that. You just do.
Yeah. I have a knowing, I have a hearing, and I have the sight.
Okay.
I don't think my third eye is completely open, but I would say almost. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, you got a little way to go. And one thing that I always think of when I think of clairaudient or something is sometimes clairaudient is what you hear when you listen to somebody speak. It's what, you know, their tone of voice. Because sometimes what they say doesn't match what their voice says.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm. If you really listen to their voice, it'll tell you a lot.
Yeah. I understand what you mean by that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so as you know, those voices come in handy, because I know I was talking to April yesterday. She got this ticket for under $100 to come here from North Carolina. I live in Colorado. And it was kind of funny that later on they refunded her $11 and something. So when she bought the ticket, it was like $11. It was $108, and then they gave her back $11. We don't know why, but it was amazing how you put things into play and how things fall into place. Everything works out great, and she found this ticket under $100, which is what she wanted to do in the first place. She did, and then when she bought it, she thought she paid. She's like, okay, what happened to $95? And it was $108. Well, in the process of focusing, say, I deserve the $95. She got the 95, which I thought was kind of incredible. April got knocked out for a minute. April, you back?
Yeah.
No, I was just saying with the wand, like you said before, like anything else, wands, there's many types of wands for different things, correct?
Yeah. I think crystals are alive, but some people think the wands are a distraction when they're trying to focus. So I would suggest starting with a clear quartz wand.
Okay.
All right. Just get, one thing I want to sit here and tell you, too, before we want to get that final card on top of your pyramid, which is too much going on at once, the need to make decisions. Consider a more playful approach. Because it's like don't put yourself in a situation where you feel like you need to do anything. It's the idea of always relying on your intuition and what you need to do what direction you need to go into. I mean, there's a lot of people out there who use their intuition and their angels and all kinds of stuff to answer any kind of questions. I mean, I know for a fact I've gone in the store and say, you know, should I get the healthy bread or can I get the ice cream? Of course they're going to say the healthy foods, but you know, sometimes we have those temptations where we need a little swift kick in the butt to go in the right direction. So that's what I'm saying
right.
with that one. And it's talking about a need to make a decision. It's the ideal that I was talking about this before with April, where you're going to get, as you're doing the spiritual stuff, you're going to come to a point where you're going to have to let go of the worldly stuff, which means our security in, what I mean by security means the ideal of realizing that we rely on such things, when in basically all the things that happen in our lives is because we rely on ourselves, our spiritual helpers, angels, and that kind of stuff, that sometimes in the process of making decisions, we have a tendency that the world leak in. And then we're making decisions
right.
according to what the world thinks we should be doing. And we've all gotten caught up in that situation a couple times ourselves. Because for example, before I got my first shop, I would always tell people that you are the one that makes things happen. You listen to your intuition, working with your guides and angels, God, everything. That's how you make it happen. So the ideal, if you get caught up in the ideal of thinking that job is security, it's going to let you down. And sure enough, as I got this new shop, I had a hard time letting go of a job I've been working in order to actually give 100% to the shop and my life purpose. And it was kind of funny. In the process, I was like, oh, you know, got that money to fall back onto. But then, in the process of working in the shop, the next day, actually it was a couple of days that week, I made $200. And it was kind of funny, too. I was just affirming it. Today we're going to do 10 readings and make $200. And every time I would do that, it would happen. And then there was a couple of days where I kind of played with it and said, okay, today let's just do 4 readings and make this amount of money. And every time I would do those things, it always happened. So I started thinking about the situation, and sure enough, I still got caught up in the ideal with this job. And it was like a realization just came to me one day and says, you can't do this any longer. You have to sit there, because you're sitting there going, how come I'm not making more money in the shop? That's because I was spreading my energy in 2 different directions. As soon as I focused that energy in one direction, a lot of things opened up. I started having so much freaking fun. I would go hiking in the mornings and not even come in until 1 o'clock and still make my goals.
Wow.
You know? And then in the process of having this shop, I was actually a person working with this lady when I first met her. And then about a month, I actually became part owner. We became partners. And it was just like these opportunities all started falling in my lap. And I didn't need money to actually take advantage of them. All I had to do was say, okay. And it seemed like these things just fell through. The situations, the people, the opportunities, everything that needed to go along with it to make these things happen, all seem to fall into place. So that's what I'm saying with where you're at. Because we see money coming in on a check. We're thinking, okay, that's security. But shoot, we could go walk in the decks. We can walk in work one day and people say, I don't like your hair, and fire you. Where's the security in that? So it's the
Very
ideal.
True.
It's like the idea of focusing on the situation and realize even in the process of taking that job, that was your decision. I guarantee you, before most of these jobs we've ever had, when we walk in these interviews, we know that we got them before we even walk in there. So there's no more questioning why. Because I remember this situation. When I said I quit that job, the people I was working with were very mad because I didn't give them a 2-week notice. I just quit. I'm done. I'm sorry. I can't walk in there anymore. And they're going, well, you could at least give us a 2-week notice. I said, and my angels came to me and said, why give them a 2-week notice to fill a position you no longer want to work anymore? Now, whose responsibility is it to actually fill that position? It's not mine. That's their corporation. I have to take in consideration my corporation, which is not good. It's not good for my corporation to stay on a job for 2 more weeks where I don't want to be anymore. So, and I said that was guidance that came to me, okay? It said when the realization hits you, at the time it hits you, is the time to make the decision.
Yeah.
No hesitation. That's where they have a tendency to look at you and go, you're procrastinating. And you're like, no, I'm not. I'm just thinking about it. They go, no, you're not. And you're not thinking about it. And you're thinking too much about it. Now it's time to make a decision. So that's what they're saying. So in the process of the pyramids, when we're done with the top card, what we do is on the right side is materialistic side, and on the left side is your spiritual side. Now, when we look at your spiritual side, we have the two of eights, the two of pentacles. We have the magician, and we have the sun card. And both of these saying, by the idea of focusing on spirituality, we have a happy outcome. To take your brilliant ideals and bring them into fruition to lead to success, you're ready. Okay? You think there's too much going on. Well, the reason there's too much going on is the idea of making decisions and letting some of those things go in favor of what you know you need to do. Okay? That's your spiritual side. Now, when you sit and go on the materialistic side, we have the pentacles, we have the ace of pentacles, no, I'm sorry, the three of pentacles, and we have the fire card. Now, when you look at this physical side, this is your physical body of looking at the idea of motivation. Motivation is the fire card itself, the knight, to take charge, to gallop into the situation and do what you need to do. Take immediate attention to the situation and see how you can change it now. There's no procrastination because there's things that are happening to you right now. The world is unfolding. You're seeing things. Each person, each situation unfolds. Take the time to see why those people have crossed your path, that opportunity or that situation. Because it's talking about the power of creativity. It's the idea of realizing how powerful you are. And it's also the recognition that you're going to get from this. And even the recognition itself with what you do now could also work against you because of the present job that you have now. A lot of times people get recognition for those things, and they think, well, maybe I should stay here, not realizing it's still pointing out to you how powerful you are, that you created those things, and what you can actually do on your own endeavor of your own employment, your own company, your own abilities, your own life, your life purpose. Okay?
Right. Yeah, I get it.
Am I going too far? Am I not going too far?
I'm with you 100%. I mean, Clark, your interpretation are absolutely correct regarding me just having to make some decisions now. And, I mean, it's nothing else to really think about, you know.
Thank you. So, with the situation in hand, you know exactly what you need to do, right?
I do.
Okay. And with the situation in hand, one thing I would recommend really seriously, I do a lot of life coaching and a lot of just some things that go on with that whole thing. I'd love to sit down and work with you sometime. And I also would recommend a nice past life regression, not a reading, but a regression, where you can actually experience these things for yourself. Now, the difference between a regression and a reading is a reading, I do it for you. I go back and tell your life, your past lives and that kind of stuff, and what led you up to this one situation where why it would be so hard to make a decision. But a life regression is when we do a little bit of hypnosis, a little focus, working with your angels, and we actually take you back to these events so you can actually see them for yourself.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
It does make sense. I don't know. I feel as if I've had some persecution in my past life, so I'm pursuing this same path. Yeah, that's what I feel.
Yeah, so do I. That's why I recommend the idea of getting one of those regressions. And maybe we can actually do a combination, do it like a 90-minute session where I can actually start it off a little bit and do the reading, get you kind of going, where you can actually start picking up on these things and kind of get you relaxed so you can actually do the regression better.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I'm serious. It's one of those things that I've seen so many people who do past life readings or any kind of past work at all. It just, for some reason, it just clears out blocks to be more successful now. Because
okay.
With the person, go ahead.
I get the idea that she was involved in some sort of feminist movement in a past life.
A suffragette.
Yeah, but I get the impression I wouldn't disagree with that. But I think it was at a time that you know, most of the movements we've had in the 20th century had their rebellious part, but they actually had their influences and actually went forward. I get the impression that she did the same thing in her point too, but wasn't that favorable, where it actually was more of what's the word? Disempowered her, took it away from her, almost like having a very powerful husband. I've had a couple.
I saw him as really controlling,
mm-hmm,
and abusive husband past life.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
probably,
yeah.
A lot.
I was, because the way it came to me was like a past life I had once with some girl, which I don't want to be with anymore. Because what had happened was I had a wife, and in the process of having a wife who was very wealthy, I also had found true love with a peasant woman. And in the process of the situation, I severed ties with the peasant woman and said no more. You know, I knew I was going to go on, and I said I wasn't going to do that. But behind my back, my ex-wife, but maybe she was. Anyway, the way it happened, the way it unfolded was she didn't believe me to the point where it was more of an insecurity with herself. So she said, I'm going to get rid of the problem permanently. So that girl lost her head, which was one of those things that have a tendency to really be a hesitant. Sometimes I had some past relationships that were hard to deal with because in the process of going through an experience like that, you would be scared to even get in a relationship because you're scared the same thing would unfold, having a lack of faith in oneself. So you see the situation itself as it unfolded, and as the lives have gone forward, you've just gotten really insecure with making decisions that would really benefit you, and more concerned about how it benefits everybody else. Would you disagree?
No, I agree.
That's why I miss April, having April on the show, because she has a tendency to pick up on things, and me and her are pretty much on the same wavelength, where we kind of give more detail to each other's readings and stuff, and I like that. Because I was thinking, I like getting confirmation. Two people, you have one person picks it up, you have another person actually confirms with it, and it gives you more confidence in what's going on in the situation, and you know exactly what you need to do.
Yes, that's true. That's very true.
So I guess we'd sit here and say, contact me when you have the time and the resources to do so. I mean, I don't care what it is. If it's one of the situations where you have a different kind of budget, I say come to the table, whatever you got, we can work with it. I just think we need to do the session, because I think if you sit there and really, I think in the process of doing a past life, we could actually get a lot more in one setting, where we could actually give you some insights and stuff like that too, to actually make this transition into your spiritual life a little more smoother.
Okay.
Alrighty.
All right. I have your give me your contact information again. I'm sorry.
That's okay. No problem. The contact information is 740-500-8863. You want the website too?
Yes, please.
Okay, no problem. That's www.psychicxjourneyman.com.
Okay, I have it. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for calling, and look forward to hearing from you soon. If we don't hear from you anytime soon and you want to come back on the show and share with some things that are going on, please do so.
Okay, I sure will.
All right.
Okay.
Anybody else have any more to add to the situation before she leaves?
No, thank you. Summed it up.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you too, April. That was some good stuff there. I mean, I think the wand is really going to help her with, if anything, but focus. All righty. So, Jackie, it was really a pleasure talking to you and everything else, and you have a great, fantastic, what is today, Saturday?
Yep,
Saturday.
All day.
All right. Have a fantastic rest of your weekend, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye now. And we do have some more callers in the queue, but I was going to check with the situation, and since I just gave up my information, I think I'll give everybody else the opportunity to give out their information too. And Dee, why don't you lead the way by giving out your information real quick?
Okay. If you're looking for a reading, contact me at 207-374-5072 or email me at spiritwindthemessenger@hotmail.com. I do everything for donations and I accept PayPal. So if you're looking for, like, say, 60 minutes, a 60-minute reading, I suggest a $60 donation. If you're looking for an email reading, I suggest a $20 donation, but I'll work with other blocks of time with you for a phone reading. And if you, you know, bring what, as Donnie says, you know, bring it to the table. Whatever offer you have, I'll work with you. I'll try to get back to you within 24 to 48 hours and see what we can do. If you're interested in healing energy, I also do that. If you're looking for some jewelry, my business is Dreamweaver Designs. And I use stone beads and freshwater pearls. I use moss agate and amethyst and Picasso jasper, ocean jasper, all kinds of stones. Sterling silver pendants, stone pendants. I use Hill Tribe silver, which is handmade by the Hill Tribes people in Thailand. So you can contact me and we can discuss the lengths of your, if you want a necklace, what length you'd like it, how many strands. I do bracelets and earrings. If you're interested in chakra jewelry, we can work something out with that too, and we'll discuss prices, and I take PayPal.
All right.
I look forward to hearing from you.
All right, cool. Now, like I gave the information out to the lady before, my information that you can contact me for private readings too is 740-500-8863, or contact me through my Skype number, which is 740-601-9835. Or you can contact me through Skype, through my Skype name, which is donald.reed8, which is all in small letters. And you can contact me through my website, which is www.psychicxjourneyman.com. And for May, we're having May specials where you can get a 75-minute reading for $75. You can get a 45-minute reading for $45. And actually $25 for a 25-minute reading. We also have other readings, too, as well, so give us contact us for information. And also we have blocks of time for each one of those things, too. So, for example, if you, we can give you 5 75-minute readings, which is $125, and actually it's $150. Anyway, it's $150. That's right, I'm sorry. It's $150 for 5 75-minute readings. And for 5 45-minute readings, it's $100. And for 5 25-minute readings, it's $75. Okay, we also have the 90-minute sessions, which we were discussing earlier, which are good for life coaching, relationship counseling, and that kind of thing, too. And they're going this month for only $77. And usually those things go for a 75-minute reading usually goes for $125. The 45-minute readings usually go for $75, and the 25-minute readings usually go for $55. Okay, so we're doing a special for all of our listeners. And also the 90-minute sessions usually go for $135, but this month they're only going for $77. That also includes our parties, any kind of work we do through Skype, if it's one-on-one or a group or conference calls, whichever, or be there for your party. They're still the same prices at all. It's just a different avenue to touch more people, that's all. So keep that in mind, too, as well. I'm also doing email readings, too. So if you contact me through my email, which is psychicxjourneyman@live.com, email readings right now, a five-card angel reading is only $14.95. So keep that in mind, too, if that's a better avenue for you. But I always recommend one-on-one because it's just really a great experience for everybody involved. So just keep that in mind, too. And I think I've covered everything else, but it's also the 90-minute sessions for $77, where you're actually giving a block of time for those two, where you get 3 90-minute sessions for $150. And the reason we're doing that is because we like working with people, like sometimes with life, past life regressions, past life readings, life coaching, relationship counseling. And we always recommend at least 3 sessions. So this makes it easier for you to get those 3 sessions all up front, and then take that off your shoulders. One less pressure to think about. Okay? So give me a call at 740-500-8863 or 740-601-9835 or contact me through Skype at my Skype name, which is donald.reed8, or through the website at www.psychicxjourneyman.com. Or if you want to do the email reading, that's psychicxjourneyman@live.com. They're only $14.95 this month, so keep that in mind, too, and look forward to hearing from each and every one of you guys. We also have a sponsor for our show, too. If you want to be a sponsor, it's a simple $40 fee a month where we can sponsor you, your service, or your product, whichever it is, or if you just want to sponsor the show because you think it's a great format and you want to help us with the finances and that kind of stuff, it's great. Please do so. We are, and plus our sponsor that we do have, his name is Richard Palanga, and he has a website called DivineBodyWise.com. And go check it out. That's DivineBody.com. I'm sorry, DivineBodyWise.com. And he's saying for our listeners, if you donate $25, he will give you a bottle of body wash. If you donate $35 or more, he will give you a bottle of body mist to go with that. So this is a perfect opportunity to actually to donate and help us with the show and the format of actually keeping us going and keep the message going out there, and we can actually expand it more, we can get more out to you and make it a really good spiritual experience, and plus get some great spiritual natural products and get to check them out. Great samples. It's all like one of the best experiences you could ever have. So therefore, keep that in mind. And for everybody who wants to donate to the show too, there is no format of how much you have to donate. You can donate anything you want. It's just our sponsor has a tendency to say, well, for $25, he'll give you a bottle of body wash. And for $35 or more, he'll give you a bottle of body mist to go with that. So keep those things in mind. Because if you're really looking for something, as in some natural and spiritual products, to replace those chemicals and products that you're tired of using, which you know is affecting your body in a negative way, this is a perfect opportunity to do it. To check these products out and see how great they are, and to invest in a fantastic show. So, in that format, April.
Okay, I do clairvoyant readings, and I get information from spirit guides. And my website is www.aprilangelmedium.yolasite.com, and you can also reach me on my cell phone at 919-600-1904. And I also do spells. I use techniques from Gavin Frost, School of Wicca, and I do love spells, money spells, passing exam spells, reconciliation, getting along with family, stop gossip, stuff like that.
All positive things, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, well, and you can be contacted at 919-600-1904, and your website is aprilangelmedium.yolasite.com, correct?
Mm-hmm.
All right, check it out. You can get all the prices on there and that kind of thing. Are you having any specials?
It's right now it's just by donation, so mm-hmm. It depends on the situation and how much energy I'm going to put into it.
Okay, sounds good. Sounds great. Oops, I was sitting there clicking on something and it didn't work right. Okay, let's go to our next caller, which is 720. Okay, let's click on that again. Okay, area code 720. Welcome to the show, and how are you? And welcome. Say hello to Dee and April.
Hi, Dee. Hi, April. Hi, Dan. Donnie, well, I'm sorry.
That's okay. We won't see you this time. But okay, so how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you all doing this evening?
That's great. Okay, well, sometimes I ask the crazy questions, but I said, since you're doing so great, why are you calling us?
I like the camaraderie. I like the idea that, you know, you can tap into your past lives and you can pull cards and tell me things that I don't know.
That's one of my favorite things, too. The idea of sitting, because it's like when you sit there and look at the situation and talking to people and talking, especially with relationships. I mean, somebody came on the show last week and said, Dee was here. She remembers this. Somebody came on the show and there was like, you talk about relationships a lot. I bet you really want a girlfriend, don't you? I'm like, I have one. And they go, you do? I said, yes. I'm just very passionate about everybody else having the same thing that I have.
Right.
Because I'm tired of seeing everybody have all this craziness. Go, what should I do? And it's one of those things that we all have this intuitional thing that keeps leading us in the right direction. We just need to follow through with it. And some people just need a little more boost, a little more swift kick in the butt. But, you know, it's one of those things you get very passionate about, wanting to see everybody happy and loving and to actually experience the life that they were intended to experience in the first place. It's like, for example, it's like looking at Adam and Eve and looking at the life that they had. And maybe you should use that as an example. Okay? If you fall into fear, look what happened to them. And really, we can sit and look at the serpent. We can look at the situation. We can sit and get mad at Adam for eating the apple. But see, the one thing about the situation, if you really look at the story, okay, Eve comes to Adam and says, eat this fruit. I won't go the apple thing because it wasn't an apple. It says fruit of the tree. So we think tree, we think, but there's a lot of things that hang in trees, okay? It could have been a monkey tree. But eat little monkey fruit, you know? But it was just, I get crazy with that because it's amazing how Christians say, don't take the Bible out of context, and they do it all the time. So I try to keep it in context, okay? So
okay.
So we sit here and look at the situation of Adam and Eve. They had a fantastic life, and they let one freaking bite of a fruit basically kill that whole freaking thing. Because if you look at Adam, okay, see, Eve didn't know. Eve's the one who's basically, she's being, what's the word? She's being arrogant because ignorant. Ignorance means not to know. Okay?
Well,
but most people.
Okay,
most,
that's okay too because that's how we learn. So,
right.
You know, everything is in the divine order just the way it is. And that's how we learn.
True.
That's how we're supposed to grow. So,
right.
It's not a bad thing. You know,
no,
that's
I'm just
how
saying.
We fall.
Right. All I'm saying is, see, Eve didn't know. She was, you know, she was really saying, okay, the serpent said this and this and this. But see, the point is, Adam did.
That's in everyday life, though. That's not.
Yeah, but
I mean,
that's true too. But listen to the situation. If you read the context of the Bible in that situation, what I pick up is Adam being naive himself with himself because he knows for a fact that he shouldn't eat that freaking fruit. He knows where it came from. Before he picked up, because his intuition was kicking in, telling him, this don't seem right, this don't feel right. She wants me to eat this apple. She don't know, but I do. But at the same time, Adam was scared of losing his woman if he didn't comply, which we see this all the time in relationships, of people, how they give in instead of standing up for who they really are. And realizing the more you stand up for who you are, the more you be who you are, the more the stronger the relationship is between the two. Not the ideal that this person's going to be so confident they're going to leave me. No, it's the ideal that learning from each other how to be that confidence, to have that confident relationship. So when you sit and look at the situation, Adam gave in to a fear, which pretty much annihilated the whole human race, if you sit and look at it that way. Because some people get mad. Some people say, well, if it wouldn't have been for a woman, we wouldn't be in this situation. I don't agree. I think it's the man because he knew, and he still allowed his fears to dictate his actions, which caused chaos.
So my question for you, because I don't know how much time you have left.
17 minutes and 36 cents. All right.
Okay.
so you got plenty of time, sweetie.
Okay. So my question is a question about my finances.
Mm-hmm. It's another thing too. I pick up the idea of commitment. Commitment to oneself will actually get the situation turning around so quickly for you. Certain things that I see opportunities on the whole horizon with you too. Let me pull out real quick here some three cards. I'm really getting a kick out of these new angel these angel tarot cards because that last reading was pretty powerful.
Mm-hmm.
So let's take a look at the situation and see what's up. I'm saying. Oh, I would also say one thing that I haven't said a lot, and I want to sit down and talk to April about this later on too, because I downloaded all these subliminal MP3 downloads, and I've been listening to about three of them today, and it's amazing by just using these subliminal programs of basically what they are, they're just affirmations that are being constantly repeated under music, which actually goes into your subconscious mind a whole lot easier because the music is what the music's for is to put you at ease, to relax you. So therefore, whatever comes through, any kind of knowledge or any kind of information, goes right into where it needs to go and replaces the negative in your subconscious mind with the positive affirmations. So it's a great thing to do. So I actually got these on Amazon.com. And hold on for a second. I'm pulling these up real quick. I got Achieve Your Goals, Attract Luck, Boost Your Sex Drive. That's for me. It's just one of those things of not boosting, but I think sometimes we can also use affirmations to maintain, if not to exceed. And then we have one for depression-free, developing a millionaire's mindset, developing extreme motivation, Easy Astral Projection. I just listened to that one. That's why I wanted to go somewhere. Anyway. Increased.
You have 15 minutes, Donnie.
Yes, I'm going out here. I guess like increase your creativity, increase your metabolism, increase your sex appeal. They have some other ones on here. When I'm not sitting here reading to somebody else on the air, I can pronounce these words no problem. That's a gamma. It's like gamma waves. Now it's like Porky Pig. Gamma rays. It's chronic. Isochronic gamma. There's another one, isochronic hyper gamma. And these are just certain waves, certain with different brain waves and that kind of thing itself. And I actually downloaded that one twice. Okay. Learn how to see auras. Love to exercise. And here's my favorite. I tell people, yes, I really do great readings and stuff. But I'm always striving to do more and more and more all the time. I mean, it's not the ideal of focusing on being fantastic or getting people to go, ah. It's just the ideal of I see my abilities and how much more is there. So it's like a curiosity where I just keep constantly working on these things. But I also know one thing, like memory, physical thing, some people say sex. If you don't use it, you lose it. So I'm constantly working on all these things to develop even more and more and more to the point where I don't want to use any tools. I just want to sit there and say, okay, this is what I see, and this is what I see. And today was...
So what did you see with those cards that you just pulled? What did you see?
I'm seeing a lot of stuff. I'm just saying, with the situation with these MP3 downloads, like a psychic development, prosperity and success, I got these on Amazon.com, and they were only 99 cents a piece. And these are not like 10 or 15 minute meditations. These are almost 60 minute meditations, okay? The reason I'm telling you that is because as I was shuffling the cards, that just came to me like a big like a brick hit me in the head. That these were really helpful.
The last time that I was on the show that you gave
did
them
you?
Off last time. Yeah, I did.
Okay. I didn't know that. I'm sorry. I just wanted to redo it because it's a different show and different people listening out there and that kind of stuff. They've helped me out so much, and I've been doing these things probably since last 10 years, working with that kind of technology, and plus everything I already had in the first place. So
you can also hypnotize yourself if you wake up in the middle of the night, like you're really relaxed and you're already having deep brain waves, like as you're turning over before you decide to go back to sleep, you can. Say, remind yourself, I will eat healthy. I will have a positive outlook on my life. I will be happy. I will love myself. Or whatever you want to do, just say that, like, in the middle of the night while you're in bed, because that's, like, kind of like you're hypnotizing yourself. And you have to pay a professional about $500 when you can just do it yourself in about 5 minutes each night.
Yes. Okay, sweetie, all I want you to do is I shuffled the cards for you. All I want you to do is tell me if I should cut them or not, or leave them the way they are.
My what?
I just want you to tell me if I should cut this deck or leave it the way it is.
You can cut it.
Okay.
I don't know if you're going to say that.
All right, let's go. Three cards for foundation. The first card is justice. Talks about fair and just decisions, do what you know is right, stand up for your beliefs. I feel like that's really focusing on being just with yourself. You know, when we have situations where we don't allow ourselves to be and do what we want to, really want to do, we have a tendency to fall into the world that says, no, I got to do this. That's an injustice to yourself, if not to the people around you. Because we were talking about this earlier in the show, too, where when you do something in any kind of direction in your life, people see that, and they're affected by it accordingly. So if you focus entirely on changing your life and being positive and living the life that you want, you actually inspire the people to do the same.
Right, that's true.
Okay, so when you send your look at that card, that's just what I'm saying. Don't be, you know, don't have that injustice with yourself. This is Archangel Raguel, and Archangel Raguel, I've worked with him briefly a couple times here and there, but not a lot. So I'm kind of curious about that one myself, Raguel. Because all these angels have so many different things that they do. Like Archangel Metron was actually human, but also Archangel Sandalphon was also another one who was just a human too. He was, I don't know who he was, Enoch was Metron, and Singleton was the prophet Elijah. They both became archangels after they ascended.
I think the Justice card also is talking about the people around her. And I'm getting that guys were certain guys who were just terrible.
Okay.
Are getting guys. What they deserve right now.
You said guys?
Yeah, no, from guy. The past.
Guys.
From the past, they're getting what they deserve right now.
Like old boyfriends, right? Old boyfriends are getting what they deserve.
Well, I didn't have any boyfriends, old husbands.
Well, you know, we're just trying to be nice. But it's like, Archangel Rigel is, the Rigel's name means friend of God. His chief role is in heaven is to to oversee all the other archangels and angels. He ensures that they're all working well together in a harmonious and orderly fashion according to divine order and will. As a result, he's also referred to as the angel. That's kind of funny, too. He's actually on the justice card. He's also referred to as the angel of justice and fairness. Rigel loves to be a champion to underdogs, and he can help those who feel slighted or mistreated because more empowered and respect. He can help those who feel slighted or mistreated to become more empowered and respect. It's like with the situation, that was kind of funny when she picked up the old boyfriends or the old husbands and that kind of thing, of looking at the situation of how you could put yourself in a situation because of the mistrust and because of the mistreating that was done to you.
Oh, I'm over that. I'm so over that.
Mm-hmm. Well, the angels have a tendency to point out things to you because sometimes it's like we're strong and we're going forward. We know how those things affected us, and we're not going to let that happen anymore. But then we have a situation or a realization where a moment comes to pass where it brings those memories up. It's like I'm pretty sure you've done this before too, where you walk into a place and you smell something, and all of a sudden you remember something because of that association. And that's
right.
What they're talking. That's what they're talking about. Emotions.
Right.
Certain emotions
right.
will still come to the surface and go, okay, I thought I dealt with you. All it's saying is
right.
you didn't. In the process of your work and stuff, you must have suppressed that one. It's just coming back to the surface. You just honor it. You love it and say, thank you for reminding me where I don't want to go.
Right.
As simple
right.
as that. Now, and the reason I know that, because a lot of things, and also the things that she was talking about too, past lovers and past husbands. But I also feel like in the process, what she was also referring to is also past experiences with past husbands and situations from other past lives. That every, like in the situation, I hope these people get what they deserve, which is actually what's happening.
Past lives too?
Yes, because the reason I say that, because what came up on the third card, which is amazing how she picked that up, because that's definitely past stuff. And then the Six of Water popped up. The Six of Water is the Six of Cups. Memories from your history or childhood, okay? Issues regarding children or child situations, romanticizing about the past. So it's like those things are coming to the surface and certain things like that. They're going to come to the surface because in the process of changing and wanting something really good is to realize where you don't want to go. And I always tell people, write them down on a piece of paper, all the things that's happened in those relationships, that, you know, just take a look at those relationships and go, okay, look at the things that you didn't like. Take those and write them on a piece of paper and then take them and throw them away. Never think about them again. And then start focusing on what could be a whole process of actually being with a person you want to be with.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry, a little Spanish popped out. The Seven of Air, and the Wheel of Fortune. That's good. It says plans that need to be revived, or the plans that need revision, which means that if you already started focusing on thinking about the things you need to change, they're just saying keep going and do it. Okay? There's more going on than meets the eye, which means there's a lot of things going on behind the scenes. So start working with those. And it says any kind of major changes That's poor timing. Just keep working on those, which is basically working on you. And then the Wheel of Fortune talks about a time of positive change. A situation suddenly moves forward. Fortune is on your side. So seeing about it, if you look at the eye of the seven of air is saying focus on you. Revive your plans. Look and revision. Looking at the situation, go, okay, if you're revisioning, if that's a word, and revising all these things, you definitely want a big change in your life, and you definitely want to live the life you've always seen yourself living, and even the idea of the relationships and everything that goes along with it. And it's saying, if you keep doing that, the Wheel of Fortune comes up and says, yeah, but it's also got the number 10 at the top. Number 10 at the top, to me, just gives me an indication, because if you take it and knock it down to a 1, it's talking about you. By you focusing on yourself, it shows a time of positive change. It also shows situations suddenly moving forward because of the work you've done for yourself. And it also talks about fortune is on your side, to realize that, and the focus of what you're focusing on in the positive part is going to start attracting every good thing to you. And your life is going to change. Go ahead.
I got an image of saving money. I don't know if she's already doing that or if that was the thing that...
Yeah, I'm already doing it. Yep.
Okay.
Well, go ahead and focus on what I did was I got a focus board just for my finances, my career, what I wanted to make, what I wanted to earn, what I wanted to do, and just got one vision board for that. And I went and got a copy of my bank accounts. I got a copy of the companies I work for that had any kind of thing to do where they had a total or something. I got copies of those. I put them on my vision board, and then I got white out and whited them out and put on there what I wanted to make, what I wanted to earn, or what I want to have in my checking account.
That's a good idea. I can put on my vision board.
There you go. And I look at the situation too, okay? This way, I see the top card. The top card is the King of Earth. It says generous, professional, responsible, practical. I think we've got some insights there to a new man coming in your life. It says a successful time. Currently accept opportunities you're offered, okay? And the Midas touch. It's the ideal, realizing all the work you've done for yourself is also going to attract a person who's also in the same parameters and the same wavelength on the same page. And that's just right there. It says a successful time, which means it gives you insights. King of Earth. This is a King of Pentacles. This is shows. This is I guess we could sit here and say this guy is going to be an Earth sign. I get the impression of a Capricorn. And I also get the impression where it says a successful time. So it gives you insights and said yes. Don't even think about it. You're going to have a great relationship. Okay, and it says confidently accept opportunities you're offered, which means in the process of opening your heart up to one person also has a windfall of a bunch of other opportunities.
Wow, okay.
It's like a Midas touch. I was sitting there going, I've done all this freaking work for myself, so therefore I deserve. I actually had a friend of mine call me up too long, and she was like, I notice I'm always behind my rent. I'm always having situations and problems, and I make plenty enough money. What's the problem? She goes, I'm trying to think it's because I don't think I deserve it, and there's still that thing within me. I said, I guarantee you if you take that one word and start saying, I deserve it, I'm qualified, I'm ready, I'm open to receive, and I deserve it. And I deserve it now, you're going to be surprised what's going to happen. Because, I'm sitting in an apartment with free furniture. Just because I said I deserve. I mean, when
you're sitting in an apartment with free furniture.
Yeah, I got an apartment like in April 30th. I got an apartment April 30th. I talked to the guy, I did a little work and the whole thing. And then he agreed with everything I asked him. I said, I don't get paid until the 8th. He goes, okay, I'll just change it on here. I'll just change the lease to the 1st or the 8th. You'll pay on the 8th. And I was like, it's amazing when you start manifesting things, you just don't get the opportunities, but you also get the people to work with. And everything has a tendency to fall into place and smoothly fall into place. So I was sitting there one day and I was like, I remember the weekend too. I didn't pay until the 8th. And even in the process of all those things happening, I had extra money. I could actually pay a little bit on next month's rent. And then I was sitting wanting some furniture because I got sick of sitting on the floor. And I go, something? All the stuff that I keep giving, I keep doing, I kind of stuff, I deserve some furniture to sit on. And then, I was sitting there, and over the weekend, I just couldn't motivate myself to go out and look for furniture at these furniture stores and stuff. I just didn't really have a motivation. And I come on saying, something keeps telling me, something different. Am I listening? Or am I just being lazy? I just come on saying, no, I don't think so. I just don't feel like I should go out and do it. So Monday came around. It was raining. I said, well, that kind of sucks. I really can't go out now and look at it. And then I went in here to lay down, just to kind of relax for a minute, to kind of regroup. And someone knocked on my door and said one of the tenants had moved, had skipped out. And they said, we have a bunch of furniture up here. Do you want it? I was like, yes, I'll go get that furniture right now. And I did. Yeah. And it was like, I call it fillers. I was like, I actually found a bed. It was still in the plastic.
Mm-hmm. So I wanted to ask you, is this person somebody that I've already met?
No.
Yep. Oh.
I think so.
Okay.
I think so.
Well, there's a difference of opinion.
Okay, okay, so both of you can tell me what you think then. Go ahead.
Okay, what I think is she's full of it, but just kidding.
Excuse me. Be kind to your elders, Donnie. I am older than you.
I know, but what's that mean? You're right. I'm only like 31. So.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right.
And dog years.
Maybe so, but I'm still galloping on all four legs, okay, my baby? All right.
Oh, God. That's a sight to see.
Yeah.
Take a picture, April. I want to know.
I'm still running through the pastures and having a great time in my life. I plan on doing that until I'm 1,000. Anyway, what the situation, what I picked up was I felt like it wasn't a person from this past life. I feel like in the process, if he was, it would be something that in the part of you transforming into a different person in yourself, he would come off the same way. So therefore, he would come off as something different. I mean, I do relationship counseling a lot, so maybe that's why I'm picking up it differently, because I feel like when two people split up and go two different directions, when they do come back together, they're no longer those people they used to be. They're different. So it could actually be a totally different situation. More positive this time around.
Yeah. So, okay, I'm waiting on the other comment. When she said yes.
I said yes. That's my first reaction. I'm one of those that I open my mouth and stuff comes out. I do think it's somebody that you've met, at least met once or twice.
Yeah, I've met a couple of times, yeah.
Yeah, I would say you're right in the money.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What?
I said, what about, that's what you feel too.
Right, I feel that you've met him once or twice.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I've known him in a past life as well. I've known him in a past life.
Actually, it comes to me as you've known him 5 past lifetimes.
Get out of here.
No, I get to, there was like a boom, boom, boom. Like it was almost like a great relationship. We got to keep doing this from time to time, life.
Wow.
You got a very strong connection.
Very strong. Very, very strong. So, Donnie, you have any idea when? Like this year, next year?
I get the impression it would definitely be this year, and I keep getting fall. I was going to say June, but all of a sudden it jumped right to fall, around September, October, because I could see the leaves.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, the leaves were falling all over the freaking place. Where are you at?
I'm in Colorado. Where are you at?
720, Donnie? Colorado. Where have you been?
Okay.
I have a phone in Colorado, Cheyenne.
I'm sorry, but
I know that area code.
But my area code's not that. My area code's 719.
That's because you.
Well, you've got to get with the program.
That's right. I'm in a great place. I'm not saying you're not in a great place, sweetie. I'm just saying, with the situation, Colorado. If you ask me, Colorado has a lot of great places. So.
Yeah, it does. It really does.
And I freak out.
Rachel? I want to know what Rachel's picking up since she's in the past life stuff.
Who's Rachel?
I'm sorry.
April.
April. I'm sorry.
Oh, I was able. I was focusing on this life, actually, with the guy, because he would be completely different in the past life. So.
What do you see now?
Like, I don't think I would recognize him in the past life.
Oh, okay.
Right now. Oh, he seems really responsible. Like, he's handy around the house. He would be good to have around. I think he would keep the car clean for you, and that's a plus.
You got that right.
He's extremely creative.
Mm-hmm. Well, I get the impression recently he's so creative. I actually get a lifetime, okay? A lifetime you guys were together where you guys were in Egypt, and he was actually a well, he's like a mason where he did the carving and stuff on the stones. And which is kind of funny, man, because the visual I actually get is he was the one that actually carved the face on the Sphinx.
Really?
He was one of them because I could see him around the nose. And it's not like it is in Aladdin. It's not like it is in Aladdin when the nose falls off, okay? Whoops, sorry. No. But I definitely saw that. I saw the copper chisels and the whole bit. The little fan on the back of the neck. And the reason that was built like that was because it protected your back and your neck from getting sunburned.
And plus, so he's good with his hands then.
Yes. Plus, I got the impression.
And he still is.
Right. But I also saw that they were together also in the 1800s where he learned to be a craftsman about anything and everything, because see, back in the day when you were in Egypt and the places like that, you had one job. You pretty much, if you were really good at what you did, you were taken very well care of. And just like anything else, you know, when you're really good, people come to you and they will do anything for you. You know, we have people that will come to you and give you outrageous things because of your gift and helping them. And it was like that, too, back in the day, too, where people come to him, you know, working with the Pharaoh and that kind of stuff, and they go, wow, you're fantastic. So why don't you come work with me exclusively and that kind of stuff like that. So he's, you know, it was basically everybody and everything around him just seemed to give him everything. But when he got to the 1800s, he started realizing, I got to work for a living now. So he learned all this stuff. So, you know, he's gifts and talents. I get the impression he's also very spiritual, too, and very intuitive.
Yeah.
And so therefore That explains the powerful connection between the two of you two, because you're really on the same wavelength and the same page.
Yes, we are. It's like one heart, one soul, one mind, one spirit, one body.
You finish each other's sentences.
Nice.
Huh? I said you finish each other's sentences.
Sneeze. Yes, I love that.
Yeah, I've been waiting for him my whole life.
Actually,
mm-hmm.
Let's see, you guys were together up until, you were together in the 1800s, but there was also, it seemed like there was a lifetime, I'd say the early 1800s, that one didn't seem to be very long for some reason, like 50 years, and then I see an instant reincarnation back at the end of the 18th century up until, I keep wanting to say the 1920s, and then there was a space there, and then I see you guys reconnecting again. So there's some things he's changed. Yeah, some things have changed, but not everything has changed. It's just the ideal that I think sometimes with the situation with him, too much worldly influence and not enough allowing his intuition to actually play a very major part of helping him understand the situation
so
between the two of you.
That's how they complement each other.
Mm-hmm.
If he can bring that part out of him.
I'll agree with that one, definitely. That's fantastic.
And he's very intuitive, though. He's extremely intuitive.
I don't. Yeah, but I agree with Crystal.
She
works with
today.
Well, she works with crystals. She's like, I think she's got those little things. I think there was a character called Rachel, who was a very intuitive woman who had a tendency to have. She was very powerful at the same time. She didn't want to be powerful because of what people would think and. I think it's some part of it, but she's coming out of that very good tonight. And she's, I'm just saying, April's been fantastic tonight since she's been on the show. Very, very impressive. But I agree with her too. I just want to say one thing.
Okay.
You do bring out his intuition out of him because I don't feel like he's that way with everybody.
Oh, okay.
He doesn't have enough confidence in himself, I don't think.
Huh?
I don't think he has enough confidence in his intuitive abilities.
Okay.
Okay. I wanted to know. I know that we were together before, and I felt like we were supposed to be together this lifetime. Is he aware that we? I don't know if he's into that. You know, on a conscious level, where he knows too. Does he know? He does.
No, I get the impression he does.
Oh.
It's like I said before, because, you know, she said, like Dee was saying, he has that lack of confidence, but see, when he's with you, he has that confidence. So therefore, he has a tendency to let that out.
Exactly. With you, he feels more comfortable with you than he does with anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you two are like hand and glove. You fit together so perfectly.
Right.
He just, with you, this He feels confident. He feels peaceful. You know, you bring out, I'll say it, you bring out the passion in him that nobody else could do. You just have a way about you that it just, somehow it just, it's like seeping into his soul is the best way I can put it. I don't know why I want to say that, but like I say, words come out of my mouth. It's,
What'd you say?
I said it, you have that way about you, something about you. It's your energy. It's your presence.
Mm-hmm.
It seeps into it. You know, you have that soul connection. Everything just sort of seeps into his soul.
Right. And the same with me. The same.
Right.
Exactly the same with me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have
You're extremely entwined.
Right.
You're two individuals, but you're like two halves of a whole.
Right. And both of us don't really say in very much verbally. It's not like we're verbalizing. It's all on a spiritual and intuitive level.
Yeah, but that's
right.
The best.
You don't
one,
need
isn't?
Words.
Oh, Crystal.
Right.
I don't know what it is, man.
Okay, so I'm going to start calling her the family dog.
No, I was just sitting there looking at the thing going, well, April, we dropped April out of the queue, and I was like, she also works with crystals all the time, and ever since she said that thing about the crystal wand, I just can't get Crystal out of my head. And when you were sitting there talking about how you and this guy are like a telepathic way, I've actually done that with April, where I was sitting there talking to her, and I was like, so what do you want to go up there for? And she goes, go up where? And I tell her where she wanted to go up to, and she's like, I never said that. I said, yeah, you did. I heard it. And she's like, I was thinking it, but I never thought it. I mean, I never said it, so I was like, okay, that was kind of weird. But, you know, you just start going, okay, that's kind of cool, because she don't have to say much. I got to say it all. But not really, but
I'm really a Don, D and Donnie, I'm really laid back, and I don't really, like I said, really haven't said very much, and he seemed like he's very, really laid back, and, you know, it's like the words haven't been expressed, but, I mean, it has.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not believe, but it has been, you know, the expression.
Right.
It's just a wonderful, beautiful experience because I haven't had that. I know in this life.
Oh, yeah?
No, I haven't. Not like that. And
it's also very intense between you.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a good intensity.
Night?
Yeah, it's a very good intensity.
No, I was like I said before, I was still picking up the same thing too, where I just feel like some of the things he exhibits around you, he doesn't exhibit that with everybody.
Exactly.
Oh. Well, that's good. That's really good.
You bring out the best in him.
Yeah, he brings out the best in me too. It's like, you know, I feel like he has healing abilities. I know I do, and I think he does too, because when I'm in his presence, I feel like he's healing me. I feel like this healing energy. It's kind of hard to explain.
No, that's actually one of those situations where you put it together, okay, like this, okay? It's like when two people come together, especially there's a book out there called Quantum Healing. Check it out. Because what it says is when a person heals you, what they're doing is they're not healing you. They're actually opening up something, as in where you can tap into their perfect pattern because you're sick. They're not. So they can tap into it. So actually you're creating a field for them to heal themselves.
So we're healing each other.
Exactly. So when people come together like this, yeah, it's the same thing. I mean, April has just gone through a major thing herself, and she's healed up so fast. I think it has a lot to do with the combination of our relationship as well, as much as anything else. Because I think she actually went through the process she went through because of me and the motivation. So therefore, it's like one of those things. It's like, okay, let's just keep going forward and allow herself. And I even talked to her about it, too. And I said, you can heal yourself.
And you know, another thing, Donnie, I think like when people come together, you hear a lot of talk about the 2012 with the twin flame. I don't think age has anything to do with it because it's a soul connection. It's a heart connection, and it doesn't matter, you know, how people get off with this age or, you know, she's older or he's older, and I don't think that has anything to do with anything. I really don't.
I don't either. We do talk about experiences, too, or maturity, but shoot, where does maturity and experiences come from? By experiencing life. So therefore, those things come together, and we connect, and we cross paths. We have to experience those situations to see what they're all about, or we're not going to learn anything. And that's one of the, or if, I think sometimes it's just the idea of learning to take those leaps of faith to realize that they're not leaps of faith. They're the answer. They're the direction, and then everything always works out. Plus, we were talking about, what was it, last week, we were talking about the ideal, maybe it was earlier this week, too, where we were talking about manifestation, and we were talking about couples who have this really strong bond, loving each other conditionally, working together, actually have a higher rate of manifestation, successful manifestation, than people who are single. So then we take it to the next step of relationships and go, okay, now we can prove that when you meet the right person, your dreams will come true, because you're basically working together to actually create that energy for both you guys to get exactly what you want. So therefore, it is a win-win situation. It's these difficult people out here who keep saying, I swear if I hear this one more time in a freaking session, where people go, me and this guy split up. We're still best friends. I said, then why'd you split up for? Oh, we can't live together. Then why can't you find an alternative reason with the situation? Why can't you? Because I can hear it in their attitude and their voices. They never really made attempted to do that. They were looking for excuses to get out of the situation in the first place. So it was more of a lack of responsibility than it was lack of feelings. Of saying, okay, this is just too intense, so I don't want to deal with it. You know, that's why our society is in some ways, where it's like, okay, I'm done. And then you throw it away, I'll go get another one. If it doesn't work out the way I want it to, then I'll go get another one, not realizing the reason it didn't work out the way it was supposed to, because you didn't determine that.
Mm-hmm.
You'd sit there and said, it's everybody else's responsibility to make me happy. You didn't take that initiative to make your own self happy, which is your responsibility, nobody else's. If you're happy, you're going to attract someone who's happy. In the process of doing that, you're going to have a happy life and a happy relationship. But if you attract somebody to
me, so happy.
Right.
I can't even explain it.
Yeah, my
joy,
friend said that.
Happiness, peace.
What?
I said I feel joy, happiness, peace, just all kinds of really, really good emotions when I'm in his presence.
Mm-hmm. Cooking. Okay. No, I was sitting there looking at your cards, too. I was going to do when you get down with the pyramid, you go down the materialistic side and the spiritual side with each side of the pyramid. And I was looking at your spiritual side. It talks about the King of Earth, the Seven of Air, which is the Seven of Wands, and Justice. This is your spiritual side. And the ideal, we said before, the more you focus and show yourself fairness and just and do exactly what you need to do, then with the Seven of Wands, it shows you know why you need to revive your plans, because you've already been doing that. Just keep going, and then this will lead you to your King of Earth, therefore a common ground, and situations fall into place very nicely. And then we look at the materialistic side, where it talks about we have the Water card, Six of Water, which talks about focusing on memories, and the Wheel of Fortune. It's also almost like the ideal of, in the process of going forward with this whole situation, you might actually, as you're tapping into past lives, you'll start seeing these elaborate past lives that you've had, where that's why you question it, it's like, okay, why I should have more. And this will help you understand why. You know, it's like I have a tendency to do the same thing with technology. People think it's kind of crazy when I look at computers and phones and that kind of stuff and say, the human race is still primitive. And I was like, they go, what? Look at all the technology. And I said, I don't know why. I just feel like we could be so much further along if we take money out of the equation and just do it.
Because if you look,
right, because I think it goes back to Egyptian time. See, back in the Egyptian time, you just sit there and go, okay, we're going to build a pyramid. You didn't raise funds to build it. You just found the resources. Yeah, you just did it.
Yeah.
Now, we have a lot of interpretations where some people think that some of the Egyptian pharaohs in some ways kind of elaborated and spent too much. But you're thinking to yourself, look, it doesn't make sense when they do these kind of interpretations, because here we are. We have these guys who get on their boats, they head down the Nile, they get these stones, incredible stones, all this stuff going on, and they bring them back. And you're like, okay, who are they paying money to? They go to this rock quarry. You're the pharaoh. Who's gonna sit here and say you can't have this? You know, you're gonna lose your head. But you see all this stuff going on, and this is the funny thing I told people about this too. Makeup that women wear today was actually a man creation, because back in the day of the Egyptians and the Pharaohs, they were the only one, basically, and the females of a higher up and that kind of stuff were allowed to wear any kind of makeup or anything like that. Look at some of the pharaohs. Look how they're dressed up. That's a makeup. You really saw it more with the men than you did with the women. You really did. Mm-hmm. It's just the ideal. You had to live. You had to be there. So what I'm saying is, when it says tapping into these situations and seeing like the memories, not just the memories from this past life or romanticizing about those, but in the process of actually connecting with a certain person in your life, like him, in situations you start seeing your past lives through that person. And then you start seeing these things for what they are. I've seen it myself where I say, okay, look at the men really getting to this makeup stuff. And the women are like, I'm beautiful. I don't need to wear makeup. I'm good. And that's why I saw it, you know. And plus the pharaohs are the most powerful people in the freaking in the kingdom itself. So that just made perfect sense. I mean, shoot, if you did the history on the pharaohs of the old kingdom, they were pretty pretty primitive and pretty harsh. Mm-hmm. Either you did it or you didn't do it. This is what they were talking about before about the influences of Atlanteans who get away from a very positive, you know, natural, positive, just how you want to put it, just positive energy in society, and then they're introduced into the wilderness, and they just don't know what to do with it. And some of those people had a tendency to say, "Well, look, here are these tribes of Egyptians," and this has been a proven fact too. They were trying to figure that out. Why did these Egyptians wander in the desert for so long, and all of a sudden decide this stop and build some great monuments? What was the thing? Because if you sit and look at Egyptian history, they started building pyramids, maybe in different formats, but they started building pyramids. But then you see an intersection somewhere. Some people don't know what it is, but most people think it's Egyptians that came into the sect that said, okay, you're building pyramids, but I got a better way of doing it. And that's when they started building things. Because think about it. Okay, you're a little egotistic. Great. But why such elaborate, I mean, why such huge, enormous size stones? They were actually, there was one thing too, it was it's in Rome. There's this building, just like they built back in the day with the columns and stuff. There's three slabs for the floor that weigh. These are not like poured floors. These are actually stones they brought somewhere else and brought it to here. They had three slabs for the floor, okay? These slabs, one a piece, weigh 365 tons. Mm. It's the only building there that's got that elaborate kind of flooring. You ask yourself, why would they do that? I don't care if you want to be egotistic, arrogant, and say, look at me, look at the things I built. This is a floor. This is something no one's really going to look at, but they're going to walk on it going, okay, nice stone. But the ideal, they got into this thing, started looking at these things, and started realizing they wasn't like, you know, they had mortar and stuff back in those days too. They just didn't do that. They got these elaborate stones and built these huge floors. One piece. You know, one piece. One, two, three. Boom. It wasn't because back in the day, if you do some history, you'll see the Romans actually built roads with stones. But for some reason, this one building out of all these other buildings, for some reason, was just built differently. And it's been one of those baffling things for a long time. There was actually this one city was supposed to be actually classified as one of the oldest cities called Puma Puku, which is down near South Africa. I think it's on the peninsula going down from North America to South America, and it's up on a mountainside. And these stones, the reason these things are so elaborate and so, they just make you wonder. The curiosity just makes you just sit there the whole time, just curiosity. These stones have really, they have insert carvings, not outwards, inwards carvings. And the stones themselves don't just sit on top of each other. They actually interlock. And they're made from one of the hardest stones you can get. And these things were actually, when they found this city, these stones and stuff were like knocked around like pieces of paper.
Mm-hmm. Did you say something about cooking?
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to get off the track on this subject, but yes, I feel like it's going to be I was going to say June, but see, what I said before was I felt like more like September, October. Doesn't mean there's not going to be interaction. I'm just saying, for me, September, October, in the fall, I keep getting this where things are going to be like the leaves are changing and that kind of stuff, and I feel like that's a major time where everybody knows exactly what's going on.
Okay. So where'd the cooking come in at? Because I did say I have some ideas about a cooking show. That's why I asked you that.
So when are you going to start?
I don't know because I have to do some things. Well, actually, I'm going to start doing some classes in July, but I've been having this idea about doing this cooking show since forever.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I had got this mini reading, and they were telling me, you know, well, the healing, oh, no, you're not supposed to do the cooking, the healing, even though I know I'm supposed to do the healing. I thought that, you know, like every aspect of holistic health would be important as well as cooking. But, you know, that's why I asked you that. I don't know if that came up or not, because I heard you say something about
Well,
cooking.
It's saying that you need to focus and you need to do what you got to do. You got to do what you got to do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so therefore, confidently accept opportunities you're offered.
Okay.
So that's what, yeah, I would definitely get that as what that was all about. That every situation and everything opportunity that drops in your lap from now on can actually be taken and actually develop into something. So the cooking thing, I would definitely go and do with it, because I just feel like the more you get into that whole thing, I just feel like when you do that whole thing, it's just going to be very successful. You just got to keep doing it, okay?
Okay.
And like we always do with everybody comes to the show, it's like, come on, man, sit down and do a reading with me sometime. I'd love to do one of those past lives for you and really get some details into those past lives.
Okay.
Okay. So, therefore, you've been on the show before. I remember talking to you a couple times.
Yeah.
All we can see is progression. And I get a kick out of it, too, because I was actually on a random today. And the lady come in there, Sunshine something. She came on there, and she was like, I got back with Joe, just like you said I would. And I'm like, great. Because I needed something, because yesterday I got a contact from my friend who said that she didn't get the job. And I'm like, I know why she didn't get the job. Because the reason she didn't get the job, because when she went to go apply for it, the lady she was actually interviewing with looked right at her and said, you're trying to take my job.
Oh, wow.
And I think that stuck in her head where she felt like she was doing something bad, not realizing she wasn't. And she shouldn't have fed into that, because I felt like she could have got that job. And I said, now, since we already have, I think that person that did that was already incompetent anyway. And if she would have took her job, she wouldn't have been taking her job. She would have been taking a position that needs a qualified person in it.
Mm-hmm.
So now we have an unqualified person who actually used their power to actually knock her out of the situation. All they're going to do now is hire another insecure, unqualified person, which is not good for that company. I think my friend could really turn the place around with the organization and just made it a whole lot better place.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm saying. We got to sit there and watch when we cross people's paths. No matter what they say, we still need to focus on our vision.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. Come back and, like I said, sit down with me sometime with the time and your budget, and let's do a reading. But until that happens, we'd love to hear from you again and get an update on how things go with you, okay?
Okay, then. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. You have a great night and have a great rest of the weekend.
Okay, you too.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
I want to sit here and take another time and say, hey, there's nobody else in the queue. So, I think it's one of those things, I know people listen to these things, so therefore we should also give our information out again to make sure that as they're listening to this whole thing, they're always going to hear it, so therefore it reminds them, maybe I still want to get one. So go ahead, Dee, give your information out.
Okay. You can contact me at 207-374-5072 or email me at spiritlindamessenger@hotmail.com. I do email readings, and I suggest a donation of $20. All my readings are for donations. I accept PayPal, and if you're looking for a phone reading, For 60 minutes, I suggest a $60 donation, but I'm willing to work with other time frames and willing to work within your budget. We'll try to get back to you then 24 to 48 hours, and if you are interested in healing energy, I do that as well. If you're looking for some jewelry, I have a business called Dreamweaver Designs. You can phone me or email me, and I can email you some pictures to give you an idea of what I do. I work with stone beads and freshwater pearls. I use moss agate, amethyst, ocean jasper, Picasso jasper, all kinds of stones, and I use stone pendants, sterling silver pendants, and I use Hill Tribe silver, which is handmade by the Hill Tribe's people in Thailand. And I make necklaces, earrings, bracelets, and you can contact me and let me know what you're interested in, if you want what length you'd like in a necklace and how many strands, that sort of thing. And I take PayPal for that as well. And if you're interested in some chakra jewelry, I can work with you on that as well.
All right, great. Also, the situation, I do readings too, so private readings. So give me a call at 740-500-8863 or 740-601-9835 or call me through Skype at donald.reed8 or go to my website at www.psychicxjourneyman.com. Those numbers again are 740-500-8863. 740-601-9835 or Skype at donald.reed8 or go to my website at www.psychicxjourneyman.com. And this month we're having specials. For example, $75 for 75 minutes, 45 minutes for $45, $25 for 25 minutes. If you want to go take advantage of the 90-minute session, those are $77. And right now we have groups. We can work on Skype with one-on-one, groups, conference, all those things. So when you see the prices, they fit all those things too as well. So keep that in mind. And also we have blocks of time. So if you want to get a block of time, the 90-minute sessions, which go for $77, which on a regular price is $135. But now you can actually get three sessions, which I recommend for a lot of people to do when they do life coaching, relationship counseling, past life regressions, and when you take those readings anyway, because they seem to go over that kind of thing. So now you can get three of those sessions for $150. $150 for three 90-minute sessions that usually go for $77 for those sessions. And also the 75-minute sessions, you can get five 75-minute sessions for $150. You can get five 45-minute sessions as a block for $100, and you can get five 25-minute sessions for $75. So give us a call at 740-500-8863 or go to the website at www.psychicxjourneyman.com. And whatever you have, whatever your budget is, whatever you got going on, you find some time, get the resources, contact me, come to the table. I guarantee you we can do business. All right. And also April was on the show earlier, which we've been referring to as Crystal and Rachel. I don't know why. But anyway, April also does readings, clairvoyant readings. She does spells. She's a very talented psychic medium, spiritual advisor too as well. So if you want to contact her for a reading, you can contact her at 919-600-1904. Again, that number is 919-600-1904. Or you can contact her through her website at aprilangelmedium.yolasite.com. And it's been a pleasure. And we appreciate all the listeners. We appreciate all the calls. Thank you so much for all your support. And we're going to get out of here and go and take a break. But what is today? Saturday?
Yep.
All right, we'll be here tomorrow night at 6 p.m. Mountain Time, and we'll also be on Tuesday, and actually what it goes is Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We're on at 6 p.m. Mountain Time. The Tuesdays and Thursday shows are only for 60 minutes, and then the Friday and Saturday and Sunday shows are for 2 hours. And the reason we start focusing on the donations, okay, like with Richard Palanga, who's our sponsor, he has a website called DivineBodyWash.com. I guarantee you, go check it out. Some great products, fantastic stuff, okay? And he's saying for our listeners, If you donate $25, he will give you a bottle of body wash. If you donate $35 or more, he will also give you a bottle of body mist to go with that. So therefore, it gives you a chance to experience some great products, and you can also donate to the show. And we think it's a fantastic show. We just want to take it from 2 hours and maybe have a couple of days where we're actually doing 3 hours so everybody can get on and take care of the whole situation. And maybe the idea of extending it just for the messages and some of the guests we're going to be bringing here soon. So stay tuned for that, too, as well. So thank you, and may God and the angels bless you every minute of every day. Give love where love is given. And thank you, Dee, for being here. And
yeah,
I'll be thanking.
Sure.
And I guess you'll be here tomorrow night, too, right?
Yep.
All right. Well, thank you. You have
anytime
a fantastic night.
Anytime I have to be late on a Sunday night, I'm getting my psychic fix before
okay.
I get here.
All right. No problem. Thank
you. I don't. Once in a while, my poor friends will miss me if I don't show up.
Gotcha.
Just to say, you know, just to get an insight. I'll ask you for a quick insight. Right now, I'm just not. You know, I know that I'm on the right track as far as. Is you know, who's supposed to be in my life. We'll put it that way. But I'm just wondering if, because I don't hear from Eamon lately, I'm just wondering if everything's okay with him.
I get the impression.
I'm not really yeah.
I get the impression, yes. Very much
okay.
so. It's, you know, it's like, what it came to me is, yes. Very much
not,
so.
I wrote to him the other day. I sent him an email because all I've been getting lately is just his the stuff that he posts to me on tagged, which is just, you know, photographs that he's taken. But I sent him an email, and I sent him a picture, but I also let him know that somebody had called me recently, and I wasn't able to – I didn't take the call because I was on the other line, and it was more important. So I checked it later and realized it was out of country. And I knew the country code was 353, and I knew – I was certain that it was Ireland, and it was. So I checked because I do have Eamon's phone number, and come to find out it wasn't his. So I knew who it was that had called me, which was a good friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd written to Eamon and said, you know, told him about it. And I also told him that I was, you know, hoping to get an international phone calling card and wondered, if, you know, if we could talk once in a while. And I haven't heard a word from him, so I don't know what he thinks about that.
Let's see. No, the only thing I guess the only message I have after that was I felt like the idea of hearing from him, you would hear from him before the end of next week.
No. I don't doubt I'll hear from him again. I'm just hoping that, you know, because he had talked to me in the very beginning when our emailing each other, that he gave me his phone number because he has a cell phone and he has international texting, which is, you know, that's great, but I don't have that, but I gave him my phone number anyway. So I didn't know how he felt about having, you know, about talking on the phone, because I don't want to be pushy with him, because I don't, you know, this is the best thing that's happened in my life, and I don't want to screw it up. But I don't think I'm screwing it up. I think he's either just busy or something's going on. You know, I don't think it's anything to do with me. Cheyenne said today she didn't think he knew what he was feeling or what his feelings were. It's hard for me to tell. I'm in the middle of it. I think he does know. He isn't ready to admit them.
Yeah.
I don't know. You said I was going to Ireland sooner than I thought, and she has me over there next September.
Oh, really?
Yep, she said that. I was probably because I told her about the phone call, and I knew who had called me, and I know where he lives, which because Eamon's in Dublin, and I think he lives outside of Dublin proper, which is a city because it's Dublin County. And my friend lives about 7 miles from Dublin in Dunlaran, and she said she thought I was going to be staying with him for like a couple of months, like we had some unfinished business from past lives or something. That's very possible. I like Joe. He's one of those that, if he knows this, what's going on in my life, he'll say a prayer for me in church. I'll light a candle for me. And he's kind of, psychic himself, but not that strong. But he's got something going for him. But who knows? I don't, but next September, holy shit, I got a lot of healing to do before then. But it could be an interesting time. Because I know once I go there, I'm not coming back.
Right.
Not unless there's a real good reason I won't be coming back to stay anyway if I did. But I've just decided that in my life, the way I want it, because I've been planning on Scotland, I've decided I'm going to make it as a writer and I'm going to have a house in both places.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I look at it. I'm just going to manifest what I want.
Right.
And I have been having a vision lately because I've been trying to keep myself from getting really focused that things are not going to go well yesterday at the selectmen's meeting as far as my house situation goes. And what I've been picking up, and maybe it's me because it's what I really want, is the idea that somebody brings me a piece of paper and I get to sign it and I get the deed to my house again.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's just what I want, you know, my seeing what I want, or whether that's the actual facts or not. Oh, funny. I want my house back. And not with somebody else owning it.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, that was just what I'd been picking up, because I know from a dream that I had that my grandfather, the one that built this house, came through to Cheyenne and was saying that when I let go of the situation, when I, you know, basically acted nonchalant about it, like I don't care,
mm-hmm.
he said, they're going to give it back to you, he says, because they don't want it either. No, I know they don't want it.
No.
But it would be nice if I could get it back in my name. I don't like jumping through hoops for people to try to get them to understand why things are, why my situation is the way it is, so that they'll feel compelled to help, as opposed to, oh, you're just a tax evader, et cetera, all this other crap. Trying to explain something to people, because people, if they can't see it, because I don't have a seeing eye dog and a cane and the dark glasses, I don't have a wheelchair, they can't see those things. I mean, you can't see the disability, so it's difficult to try and explain to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm doing, so far things are still looking up and still going forward. And people are wanting me to talk to somebody like a regular therapist. And I'm thinking, no, I don't, you know, I've agreed to talk to someone at least over the phone to see what they're like, because I don't want to talk to any more left-brained people.
Mm-hmm.
I want, you know, if you're gonna talk to me, you've got to at least be open-minded. Because otherwise I can't be totally upfront about things.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you get a left brain person, you can't tell them you're a psychic, you can't tell them you're a witch, you can't tell them all kinds of things, because they think you've gone over the edge. My former psychologist decided that, he said that I was into the occult and that I hosted a blog talk thing, a blog on the radio on spirituality. He didn't think I was into the occult pathologically, so I thought, my God, you don't really hear me.
Right.
Yeah, stupid shit. I'm thinking what I really need is other people, you know, it, like the mutually beneficial relationship,
mm-hmm.
other healers and druids and Wiccans and witches and all that good stuff, the mediums in life, those are the people I need. I'll do better with them than I will somebody totally left-brained, because I've been through traditional, you know, you sit there and spill your guts to some therapist and you get nowhere.
Yeah, I know, some crazy stuff, too.
Yeah, that's what my life has been like. I'm still here. I haven't, you know, I've done a lot of healing in a very short period of time, because one of the women that I just met recently, she started in caring about my situation and me before she ever even met me.
Mm-hmm.
And she told me recently, she said, I admire you, because she'd seen the change in the like 2 or 3 weeks, been about 3 weeks now, I guess, since we've known each other.
Mm-hmm.
She's seen, things are changing, but I don't feel like if I sit down and talk to one more regular therapist and try to explain myself to him or talk about, you know, that it's traditional stuff. I don't think I need the traditional stuff. I think I need the non-traditional stuff. Because they're not going to, you know, a traditional therapist isn't going to work with you with healing energy or Reiki or any
mm-hmm.
of the psychic arts, because they don't have a clue. I do have one person in my life that, you know, she does get that stuff. But she's not going to be in my life forever. She's only a short-term thing. I'm getting tired of jumping through everybody's freaking hoops. I want my life back.
Holy man.
So I can go, I want to do what I want to do. So that maybe for once I could actually make it to the Highland Games for a change? That would be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, you're fading out. Go take your rest.
No, I'm just sitting here. I'm sitting here, look, it's like amazing how some people in the chat room just sit in the chat room. And I know they can't hear us. When we record, and everybody else in the chat room, because people's like, "What happened? We can't hear you." I said, "That's what happens with the show. Once we start going and recording, it just records all the audio. It doesn't record that you might be there."
Right.
So, what do you think about the situation with April coming June 13th?
I think it's going to be a very interesting time, and I think it's going to be a very That's the word. I can think of about three different words want to come to mind: testing, proving, and trying. Because you're going to, I think, you two need to see each other face to face so that you can, that will give you more insight as to exactly what you have between you.
Mm-hmm.
Because being together, it's either going to make you or it's going to break you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's good that you're going to get to finally be face-to-face.
Yeah, I was telling her before, myself, she seems like with what she does and what she wants to do, she's stifled where she's at. She can't really do anything. And it's a constant struggle to even do what she's been doing. I know, because I've been there, because I was doing that when I was living with my mom. So, you know, try to find time to work and that kind of stuff, always looking over your shoulder, see who's approving or disapproving of you or whatever.
Mm.
So I was there talking to I was talking to it one day, and it was like, you know, people making all kinds of noise, hitting the freaking ice, you know. It's like a freaking machine gun going off.
Now, when you don't have the support of your family, it's difficult.
I told her one thing she would happen when she come out here is like, at least all the doors and windows would be open. You can do whatever you want.
Right.
And she's going through this thing with the surgery and stuff. There are certain things that she has to do. She has a dilator and all other stuff that she works with that she has to work with. But she has to do it all on her own. She has no privacy either. So some of the things that she has to do, she needs that kind of privacy, so she has to take advantage of whatever she does.
She needs to be in a place where she feels comfortable and safe, so that she can be totally herself. That's important to her.
What, being herself?
Yeah.
Yeah, that one day we were talking on the phone, and I'm talking on Skype, and she was talking about black magic. She said, "I don't think it's black magic to get someone to call me." And I said, "April, it is. It's because you're working against someone's free will." And we just went back and forth, and I was like, "I have to give you one thing." I said, "You are persistent and you have no intention of backing down. That's good. It doesn't matter if I approve or disapprove. You still have to be who you are, and that's what you think."
There's a problem. What I'm trying to say is there are a lot of people that have a misconception about witches.
Mm-hmm.
I'm one that I realized, I don't know, back, I don't know how many years now it's been, four or five, or it's been maybe five, six, once I realized that I was one, and it was something handed down to the family, although I never knew any, you know, when I was growing up, I never knew anything about any of this stuff. I never knew anybody had any gifts or anything, but I got it from both sides. But so I don't know a lot, but I do know, don't interfere with anybody's free will. And people have a problem, because I have a problem with, well, like when I was on LivePerson, people that would want a spell to get somebody to love them, and invariably I would post on the public board to these people, even though I knew they weren't going to hire me, because I knew what they wanted. But I would ask them, why do you want to trick somebody into loving you? Because eventually they're gonna catch, you know, the spell's gonna wear off somewhere in there. They're gonna go, "Oh, wait a minute." And it's going to backfire. If you're going to do a spell for love, if it's something that enhances the person, that wants the spell, something that enhances them, that'll make them more attractive, as long as it doesn't interfere with anybody's free will, I don't have a problem with a spell.
Mm-hmm.
But when you start manipulating people and you want to do something, oh, get him to call me, that's not going to work.
Mm-hmm.
If he wants to call, if you can do something so that he'll think about it, maybe, something that gets him around to where if he wants to do it, he will, but he shouldn't be forced into it. It shouldn't be something that you've manipulated him.
Well, that's right. I was also, when I was talking to her too, and I was like, you said it yourself. You said that people that actually do those kind of things to get with somebody always end up with those people leaving anyway, or some kind of chaos, or they would say whatever done in the first place. So why would you want to go there? And she's like, well, the karma can't be that bad. I said, but why have karma at all?
Exactly. You're going to, what, do as you will and harm none. And that's part of the Wiccan Read. And the Wiccan Read says, similar to what you always say, which is whatever you do for good or bad, it comes back to you threefold. It can go back to you threefold, tenfold. You just have to watch what you do. If you're going to manipulate somebody, it's
mm-hmm.
going to backfire all over you. And if it doesn't backfire all over you in this lifetime, you're going to get
mm-hmm.
it in the next lifetime.
Yeah.
So why would you do it?
Crazy.
Well, April's still young. And she's still, I would say, impressionable in some ways.
She's listening. I was sitting there talking to her, and she was like, she goes, I'm starting to think that maybe you might have something here. She goes, I'm listening to you, and I'm starting to think about it. So that's good.
Yeah, well, it's good if you do, because I don't know much about spells. I got a few books. If I do something with a candle or even just verbalization, I always do it with as I will it, so mote it be, and then I do in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and while I'm doing it, I'm making the sign of the cross several times as I'm saying the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I do believe that you don't manipulate somebody. It's just, if you're not going to walk in the light, see ya.
Yeah.
Because I will not do anything that is not walking in the light. I was raised a Christian, married a minister, and now I'm sort of I still have Christian faith, but I'm a druid. I think that would be after being, because I don't know which way to put it. I just lump it all in there, I guess, except I always put the Wiccan last. It's one of those things that I feel more like I'm a druid, since Meg
mm-hmm.
was a druid, and she's a part of me, and that was 1640. I do think we all have to be very careful what we do. We have to be careful what we say, because that can come back. Words can come back and bite us in the butt. But April will learn. She's young. She's gifted. And in time, she'll see what things in a wholly different light. But I don't think she hasn't, from what you said, she hasn't had a lot of family support.
Mm-hmm.
People don't. She's very misunderstood, because unless I'm mistaken, my impression is that April's sort of the now Lone Wolf comes to mind. She's the one in the family that has the ability.
I know, but she freaked me out the other day because she said she calls herself the white sheep of the family.
Yeah, somebody called me that once.
Yeah, it was just,
I don't think he knew it as well, because I understand where he was coming from.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. Because April is different from the rest of her family, because they're all the what people would call, and I don't particularly like this word, normal,
mm-hmm.
so to speak. Because, and I know that some people, I know somebody, I don't know who it was that said it, some psychic saying that they didn't feel like they were different than anybody else. No,
mm-hmm.
we are different. When we have the gifts that we have, we are different. We still dress like everybody else, put our pants on one leg at a time,
mm-hmm.
and all that. But there is a difference. Everybody has some ability, but not everybody recognizes it or wants to even believe in it. Because I know somebody that thinks we're all just a bunch of fucked up malcontents, which makes no sense, but that's his opinion, and that's fine. He's entitled to it. But April hasn't
really?
Had... Well, he's a fucked up malcontent. My
oh,
own
okay.
opinion of him... I should be careful, he's my neighbor.
Right.
But he's one of those that stabbed me in the back, so, you know.
Well, I definitely listen to the show.
You mean Mr. Sunday go to meeting? I'm the head of the Baptist Church Pulpit Committee? Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
But when you haven't had that support, it's difficult because you feel like you're out. I think she a lot of times feels like she's out there all on her own.
Mm-hmm.
Until you came along, she didn't have a lifeline.
Right.
She didn't have anybody that she felt she could turn to. And I guess now she's finding a few new faces in her life that are good mm-hmm. for her. People that mm-hmm. believe what she believes. And I'm looking for all those people because I don't find them around. I know they're out there somewhere. They have to be.
Because mm-hmm.
around here, at least in my area, I joined one of those that was meetup or something like that. It was for, you know, for the Wiccans, pagans, and all that. And I put my profile out there, and people just ignored it.
Mm.
You know, they're right. Well, my friend Tina says they're cliquish. You know, they've all got their own ideas, and well, fine, you know, you don't want to welcome a newcomer. That's your thing.
Right.
But I'm looking for them. Where are all the druids out there? Help. You know, some new people. And I don't, as far as I know, I haven't really said too terribly much to Damon, but he seems, well, yes, he does know because he listened to one of the, I think it was when I hosted, you and I were on with Marcus, whom I haven't heard from in a coon's age. Because I let him listen to one show where it was something where I hadn't said anything about him at all. So he wouldn't, and he liked what he heard.
Mm-hmm.
He said he liked my voice, which is fine, men do. I don't know why, but that's their thing. But at least I know he's not somebody that I have to be concerned about him thinking I've, you know, slipped a few cogs. That's a good thing. Just tell him I'm an indigo and we're all star children, then he'd really flip a cog or two. I don't know that much about indigos. I just know that we're star children and a few little things. Because somebody on one of the dating sites, which was true a few years back, said he was looking for an indigo. And that's what, and if he hadn't said that, I wouldn't have known I was one. But he was somebody that we didn't connect for too terribly long. He wasn't somebody I was going to have a relationship with. I was with somebody else at the time. But he was a psychic vampire, for one thing. And he was writing his own fantasy series, sort of like Harry Potter, which he's very into, probably still is. But for him, sometimes I'd have to steer him back to the fact that, no, Harry Potter is not real. He'd be going along fine for a while, and all of a sudden he'd be talking about some of the characters in Harry Potter as if they were real. And I'd have to remind him, they're not. Like, okay, let's get a clue here. I think it's going to be a very interesting time when you and April get together.
Think so, huh?
Well, you've got to christen the new mattress, I'm sure.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, we're all adults here.
I was actually thinking about getting a bigger bed. Yeah.
Yeah, you remind me of the bed with the intricately carved headboard and the four posts. The four posts were were penises.
Oh, my gosh. Are you serious?
It was a ginormous bed. Somebody sent me the picture once. Just what you need.
I guess.
I don't know if that would impress April, but...
Sometimes with situations like that, people don't notice it until they're actually lying in the bed going, are those what I think they are?
Yeah, right.
Whatever. What do you think they are?
Yeah, I know. A couple of my... Well, I have an ex-friend and my friend Tina, who they kind of wonder about me and why, because I have... I was supposed to get this crystal cluster once, and there's a place that I order from, which is not too far from me. I can just call them up, and I get really good deals. And I had, when I was first getting to know the people at Jekyll and Hyde, and Marilyn had a couple of her girls pick some clusters for me, and I could tell her what I was interested in. And there was this one that this girl was holding, and she said it was phallic looking. Well, I bought the other one, and then something said to me, I just have to have that. So I have this thing for phallic-looking crystals.
Mm.
They think I'm nuts. I have one that's a Lemurian seed crystal.